Momentum Bank Ballpark is now cashless, but we accept credit cards and/or gift cards at the concession stands and souvenir store. You may purchase gift cards at the information station behind Section 13. Advance if at some point during the game you are in need of medical assistance, the Westex Urgent Care to First Aid Station is located on the concourse, also behind Section 13. And if you have your scorecards now, as we announced, the starting lineups brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. First for the visiting, Wichita Windsor. Leading off at Wichita, the right fielder number 8, Deshaun Kiersey. Back in second, the shortstop number 22, Brooks Clean. Back in third, the catcher number 43, Patrick Winkle. Adding fourth at the second baseman, number 16, Junior Center Angel. And guess the first baseman, the 19, Aaron Sabato. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 1, Joyner Sahago. And in seventh, the left hand hitter, number 44, Armani Smith. Adding eighth, the third baseman, number 18, Seth Gray. Batting ninth, the center fielder, number 2, Will Fowler. And taking the mound tonight for the Wichita Wizards, number 46, Pearson Cole. And now the starting on the field of Nicholas Rockout. Leading off of the Rockout, the first baseman, number 1, Wallace Butler. Adding second, first shortstop, number 2, Darryl Hayes. batting third, the third baseman, number 8, look at Davidson. Heading third, the center fielder, number 29, it's Al Carr. Heading fifth, the designated hitter, number 9, Greg Eckman. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Heading seventh, the second baseman, number 5, Saeed Valenzuela. Heading eighth, down the right fielder, number 22, Lazaro Armenteros. Heading ninth, down the left fielder, number 6, Michael Gerber. And picking the mound tonight, New York Rockhounds, number 17, Jack Cushing.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Baseball Texas League style tonight from Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds hosting the Wichita Wind Surge in game number 3 of this 6-game series. And boy, for the Rockhounds, game 9 of a homestand in which they have so far yet to collect a victory. Man, you know how frustrating that has to be. Rockhounds are 0-8 in the homestand. They are 0-9 in their last 9. That's another way of saying, sneakily so, the Rockhounds on a 9-game slide. Last night, a game that was a classic, and we use this phrase from time to time, but last night perhaps more so than any game this year, to be sure, and that is a tale of two games. Through 8 innings last night, Wichita led the game by the score of 2-0 on a pair of runs driven in on a Brooks Lee double, his league-leading 20th double of the season. He would add another before the game was over. But that was the only time that a run had been scored in the game. It was a two-run double in the fifth. So through eight innings, it was a 2-0 game. There had been only seven base hits. Rockhounds had only two hits for the night, only one through eight innings. But in the top half of the ninth, Wichita just absolutely went nuts, as they had done in the third inning on Tuesday night. They scored seven in the third in the series opener. They scored six times last night in the ninth inning. And as was the case in the seven-run third in the opener, a home run capped an inning in which, boy, just the wind surge just flat not rolling. The home run off the bat of Will Holland to straightaway center field capped a six-run inning. So a game that had been 2-0 going to the top of the ninth inning was an 8-0 game by the time the Rockhounds got to the dish. Lázaro Armenteros broke up the potential shutout with a solo home run in the ninth, but that was it. 8-1 is the final score. Wind surge, well, they have won three games in a row now on their road trip. They are eight games into this, into what will be a 12-game swing. They're playing 18 out of 24 on the road, in fact, are the wind surge. Sometimes that schedule can get a little bit nasty to you. But again, they are on the second leg of a 12-game road trip, and they have won three straight, have the wind surge. In the Texas League pennant races last night, San Antonio defeated Amarillo. That game didn't go final until we were long since over. But San Antonio squared that series at a game apiece, so it's a two-game lead for the Missions with 10 games to go. And they are going head-to-head against Amarillo the rest of this week. Corpus Christi was a winner at Arkansas. They won 12-6. So the Hooks remain three games out. They are still very much in it. So Corpus Christi three games back, Amarillo two out, and the leader again, the San Antonio Missions. They have basically won two out of every three games they've played over the last 30 games plus. In the North, Tulsa lost yesterday in the afternoon. Door was open for Arkansas to take the division lead, but as we just told you, the Corpus Christi Hooks defeated the Travelers in North Little Rock, and so it is still a flat-footed tie up north, Arkansas and Tulsa leading the division. Springfield, by the way, has won 9 of its last 11, and they are hosting Tulsa while Corpus Christi takes on Arkansas. Cardinals aren't going to catch either one of those teams. They are mathematically still barely hanging around, but boy, the Cardinals have played really good baseball of late. Pitching matchup on the way. We'll get you set for game number 3 of this series. We have all heard this at a ballpark when a pitcher is struggling, for example, with bases on balls. Somebody will yell, usually very boisterously, "Hey, pitcher, just throw strikes." We found a guy who does. He's starting for Wichita tonight. We'll give you the details when the Bud Light pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Now to take the diamond here under triple digit conditions. Yep, 101 was the last reading I saw, so yeah, summer-like to say the least. Pearson Ohl will go to the mound this evening for Wichita. Imagine, boy, does he throw strikes. His earned run average, well, he's only made one start for Wichita. He had a 4.69 with advanced single-A Cedar Rapids. But combined with the Colonels and now with the wind surge in 45 innings, Pearson Ohl has walked five batters. Folks, that means he walks one guy every nine innings. Pearson Ohl gets his second double-A start, and he will go against Jack Cushing, right-hander 1-2 with a 5.48 ERA, and he will go to the mound for the Rockhounds as the Hounds bid to break this nine-game slide coming into play here this evening. Under bright sunlight, let's take you downstairs now, young lady to sing our Star-Spangled Banner. She got it done, didn't she? All in the same key, too. A very talented young lady singing our Star Spangled Banner this evening before Game 3 of this set. Those mentioned, Jack Cushing, right-hander, will go to the mound for the Rockhounds. Of course, pitched for the Hounds a year ago, was an 11-game winner. Opened this season at AAA. Had his struggles with Las Vegas in the Pacific Coast League. And tonight, Jack will make his 10th appearance, his 9th as a starter for the Rockhounds. And Pearson Ohl, as mentioned, who came up very recently from Cedar Rapids, now he throws a bundle of strikes, and he will get his second double-A start of his career as he goes tonight for the Wind Surge. Jack Cushing has baseball in hand. He'll toss the first pitch of our game. It's the Rockhounds and the Wind Surge coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Broadcasters quite often exaggerate things. I said it was 101 degrees, and I was wrong. According to the Weather Channel, it's 102. So, my goodness, yes, summertime, which hasn't officially arrived, has arrived in this neck of the woods a little bit early. So, 102, and there is wind this evening. Last night, we played in very, very quiet conditions, and it is not the case today. The wind is strong. It is 20 miles an hour, and it is blowing out toward the left field corner. So this ballpark will play much smaller. For the pitchers, one good news, it is blowing right to left, so that right field short porch not quite as reachable, but a lot of breeze. Deshaun Kersey Jr. leads it off. Let's play some baseball. His first pitch of the game, ground ball right side, and that will be handled by Lawrence Butler, who is playing first base. Underhands to Jack Cushing for the out. One pitch, one swing, one ground ball to first, and one man down. Deshaun opened the game on Tuesday, of course, with a solo home run on the first pitch of the game, but he bounces out here. So Kersey retired. Here's Brooks Lee. Got a terrific prospect for the Twins, and boy, he was just tremendous last night. I know it was an 8-1 game, but we said just a moment ago, 2-0 through eight innings. Called strike to Lee on the outside corner. Switch hitter. Batting from the left side, 264. Drove in a couple of runs with a double in the fifth, and until that crazy ninth inning, that was it. Punches one down the left field side, but that's a foul ball, and the count is 0-2. Patrick Winkle, the catcher, will bat in the three spot. Patrick Winkle behind the plate. Junior Severino moves to the cleanup spot. He will play the four spot and bat fourth, Junior Severino. Aaron Sabato is the first baseman batting fifth. Sabato at first. 0-2 count. Pitch to Lee. Just inside. Ball one. 1-2. Joiner Fajardo in left field batting sixth. Fajardo is in left. Armani Smith, the designated hitter, batting seventh. Armani Smith, the DH. 1-2 pitch. Looped foul up over the roof of the ballpark off to the left and out of play. 1-2 to Brooks Lee. Seth Gray batting eighth. He's the third baseman. Homered on opening night in this series. Seth Gray, third base. And Will Holland bats ninth. He's the center fielder. He homered last night. 1-2 pitch. Punch left side, base hit. Boy, this guy is just a terrific hitter. That was not, at least from the amateur's eye view, that was not a bad pitch at all. It was on the outside corner, maybe even a little bit off it. But Brooks Lee just reached out and volleyed that ball into left field. So on an 0-2 count, he eventually takes a 1-2 pitch into left field, base hit. We had one of the really pure hitters out of high school and on into college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Here's Patrick Winkle, and the Wichita catcher takes a called strike. Left-handed hitter batting 239. A couple of home runs and 19 driven in. One on and one man down. Brooks Lee doesn't run a lot. He has five steals in eight attempts. Here's a stretch and pitch by Cushing down and in. And, boy, a nice stop by Shane McGuire behind the plate. One ball, one strike. So that wind surge batting order, Kersey Jr., Lee and Winkle up top, Severino, Sabato, and Fajardo in the middle, and Smith, Gray, and Holland will round it out. Jack Cushing, 1-2 with a 5.48 ERA. Right-hander comes set. Short lead for Brooks Lee. Pitch swung on, ground ball, that's the right side, that's a base hit. Lee will stop at second base, ball not getting real deep into right field, but a base hit for Winkle. It's two on with one man down. Wichita has scored in only four of the first 18 innings of this series. Now, I say only. They've limited the Rockhounds to just three runs. But when you look at the way they have scored, they have 13 runs of their 16 scored in just two innings. The seven-run third on Tuesday, the six-run ninth last night. So when they get it going, they have gotten it going big time. Two on, one out here. And the batter, the cleanup hitter, Junior Severino, swings and fouls one straight back, does the switch hitter. 0-1 to count. Severino off to a really good start in this series. He's 4-for-9. He's also drawn a base on ball, so he's on base 5 out of his first 10. And has an RBI in the series. Stretched by Cushing, the look at the runner at second. A second glance, and a pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss on a ball that, boy, absolutely dropped, and the count goes 0-2. The deluxe tour of the Hounds defense here in just a moment after this 0-2 as Severino stands back in. Switch hitter, batting 281, 13 homers, one of the top power guys in the league. The look at second by Cushing, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and the count stays 0-2. Michael Goldberg is in left field for this game. Denzel Clark is in center. Lazaro Armenteros in right. Logan Davidson at third base. Daryl Hernandez at short. Saheed Valenzuela at second. Lawrence Butler gets the start at first base, and he has played over there in his career. 0-2 pitch. Sails a bit high. 1-2. Shane McGuire behind the plate, and Jack Cushing on the hill. Greg Dykeman will be the designated hitter. Home plate in shadows. Shadow about halfway out to the mound on a 7 o'clock start. And just up past first base. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, and Severino chased one away. So strikeout for Jack Cushing. Well, when you're in the type of stretch that the Hounds are in right now, this is kind of a one would think anyway, a big batter, and he's a guy with a lot of pop. Aaron Sabato, he's the first baseman. And for Jack Cushing, trying to escape the first inning, couple of base hits. Sabato stands in, Cushing with the sign from Shane McGuire. Looks at the runner at second. That's Brooks Lee. The pitch just down and away. One ball, no strikes. Lee is at second. Patrick Winkle at first. Jack Cushing's 10th appearance, his 9th as a starter, if I did not say. He appeared very briefly, in fact, as a reliever in his first game with the Hounds in 23. Pitch swung on it. That is drilled to left field. That is going to go into the corner, and that will get down for an extra base hit. That will score one, and that will score two. Stand up, two-run double, Aaron Sabato. And, man, he loosened the seams on that. Drilled the ball into the left field corner. And the wind surge pickup where they locked ducked off, rather, in the ninth inning last night. That'll bring out the winner, Fajardo, but two runs across. Again, Sabato, no question about the pop. He's got a bunch of it. And drives in two with the double there. His eighth and ninth RBI. He's playing in just his 18th game. So 2-0 Wichita. And again, just got the feeling that was maybe a pivotal batter early when the wind surge win that battle. Here's Fajardo. Swings and sends one out towards shortstop. Daryl Hernandez makes the play. Sets up, throws in. Got him. Boy, good hustle by Fajardo, but he's out by a little less than a step. But it's two runs on three base hits. No errors. One man left on base. And what for the Rockhounds? Baseball, well, it's technically a game. Hadn't felt like a game for a little while. The Hounds have dropped 9 in a row. They trail early. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score. Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Pearson Ohl, that's O-H-L. He will make his second start for the Wind Surge, open the season at Advanced Single A in the Midwest League with the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He'll face Lawrence Butler again, the Rockhounds. Since Saturday, when Chase Galabuig played in what was his final game, deciding to retire, Hounds have had four different guys now in the leadoff spot, Lawrence becoming the fourth of those. Left-handed hitter at 282, and he moves to first base in this game. So, different assignment offensively and defensively. Ohl with the first pitch, just outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Daryl Hernandez is the shortstop. He bats second. Daryl on deck. And Logan Davidson will bat third and play third. Davidson in the three spot. Pitch outside, ball two. Well, of course, I tell you, the guy throws strikes, and he goes 2-0, of course, to the first batter, naturally. We'll give you his numbers. He doesn't walk many guys at all. Slender right-hander set to go. Butler batting from the left side. Pitch got the inside corner at the knees. Good breaking pitch, and the count goes 2-1. Denzel Clark in center field, the cleanup batter this evening for the Rockhounds. Denzel in center, batting cleanup. 2-1 count. Pitch to Butler. Fouled straight back. Count 2-2 to Lawrence. Greg Dykeman batting fifth, the designated hitter. Greg Dykeman, the DH. Shane McGuire in the sixth spot. Bobby shuffling the lineup a little bit tonight. Shane McGuire catching and batting sixth. Saeed Valenzuela at second base, batting seventh. Saeed at second. Lazaro Armenteros in right field, batting eighth. Lazaro homered last night. He's the right fielder. 2-2 to Lawrence Butler. Pitch from Ohl, swung on and missed. Got him on a breaking pitch in. Now, Lawrence's been struggling a little bit of late. He's now four for his last 30, one man down, and here is Daryl Hernandez. Michael Goldberg rounds out the order for the Rockhounds. He's the left fielder, Goldberg in left. So Butler, Hernandez, and Davidson up top. Clark, Dykeman, and McGuire in the middle. Valenzuela, Armenteros, and Goldberg will round it out for the Rockhounds. First pitch from Ohl is swung on and fouled away by Daryl. No balls in the strike. He had the leadoff assignment last night. And took a collar in that top-of-the-order position. Oh, one pitch way outside. That'll skitter, in fact, back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Pearson Ohl is from Moore Park, California. Went to Grand Canyon in Arizona, Grand Canyon College. Produced one of my all-time favorites, Tim Salmon, from the Angels era. One of the really good people as well. Swinging a foul back, 1-2. 14th round draft pick in 2021 by the Twins. It was Cedar Rapids. He made 8 appearances, 7 as a starter. He was 2-4, 4.69 earned run average. Gave up more than a hit per inning, but again, throws a lot of strikes. 1-2 pitch down and away. Count is 2-2. With the Colonels, 40 and a third innings, 47 hits. But he walked only 5 batters while striking out 41. And that is an 8-1 ratio with a tiny bit of change. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. Hernandez waits. Pitched by Ohl. Hard hit at shortstop, and Lee can't get there. He knocked it down but couldn't make the play. And, boy, Darryl's going to turn for 2. Now he will put on the brakes. Going to come back to first, and he's out. Well, there is the Rockhounds' last 10 games in a nutshell. Darryl sent that ball into shallow left, and, man, you flat out love the effort. Brooks Lee got a glove on the ball, slowed it down. But in shallow left field, it was retrieved by Bajardo. He threw to second base and back to first to get Darryl. 7-4-3, I do believe, will be the scoring on that. So a base hit, but it's wiped away. Boy, again, you know, you're getting aggressive, which you really like. Pitch up and away to Logan Davidson for ball one. Again, team is struggling. You know you're pressing a little bit. You're trying to make something happen, and just did not work out. Strike to the outside corner. It's 1-1. So Darryl with a base hit, but that is quickly wiped away. No score, bottom of the first inning. Swinging out as a drive to deep right center field. My goodness, how big is that play now? And that ball, did that get over? It got out over the railing onto the berm. Sidewalk souvenir, Logan Davidson. Solo shot for Logan. Boy, he has been hitting the ball a lot. Now, he took a collar last night, but that is really, that's become the exception, not the rule. And where that ball went out, folks, that, first of all, was not with the wind. That was through the wind, and that went out at about 395 to 400 feet. Solo home run for Logan Davidson, 1-0 Rockhounds. 2-1 Wichita. Forgive me on that. I apologize for that. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed 0-1. Losing streaks apparently affect broadcasters as well. 2-1 the score. And my goodness, now how big is the play? It took a base runner away just before that home run. So 2-1 the score, and Hounds got back-to-back base hits. Madero Hernandez's single, then compounded by the 7-4-3 putout. So 2-1 on that, what becomes a solo home run for Logan Davidson. 0-2 to Denzel. Wow, called third strike. Just got the outside corner. We tip your cap to Pearson Ohl. Comes right back and strikes out the cleanup batter, Denzel Clark, on 3 pitches. So both clubs on the board here in the first inning. A 2-run double from Aaron Sabato and a solo home run from Logan Davidson. And after an inning complete, we'll get it right. Village Car Wash score, Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Armani Smith takes a called strike on the outside corner just as we return, and we go to the top of the second inning. 2-1 Wichita, the score. Smith, right-handed hitter, swings at the 0-1 delivery. Fouls that one high in the air off to the right side and out of play. Bottom third of the order for Wichita in the top of the second inning. Armani Smith, Seth Gray, and Will Holland. Smith hitting 205 in 23 games for the win surge. A couple of home runs and 8 driven in. Chad Cushing into the motion and the 0-2 pitch outside and low for a ball. Count 1-1. Shadow just creeping out now to the base of the pitcher's mound and up past first base. Left side of the ballpark will fight the sun for a while. Pitch down and away. And the count goes 2-2. Left side of the yard, the sun field here. And boy, evenings like this, I mean, bright sunlight, barely if any clouds in the sky. Here's the 2-2. Down and away, ball three, so an 0-2 count is now full to the Wind Surge leadoff batter in the inning. Armani 1-for-4 with a runner and a ribby in this series. Ground ball to the shortstop. Daryl Hernandez, oh, ball kicked off, and he had misplayed it, so that'll be an error on Daryl, and one man reaches here, the E6. Sharply hit ball, but Dan just misplayed, so one on, nobody down for Seth Gray. Gray, the third baseman, left-handed hitter, Seth at 259, has 4 home runs, one of them coming in Tuesday night's series opening win for the Wind Surge. So Jack Cushing with a man on base, not of his own doing, and a swing and a miss, a breaking pitch for an 0-1 count. Will Holland on deck and Deshaun Kersey top of the order to follow here in the Wichita second inning. With a shadow creeping out almost, you can almost see the shadow grow, the 0-1 pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike at the knees, 0-2. Shadow already starting to creep up the upslope of the mound. Infield shading up the middle a little bit and shading playing the pull on the left side. Outfield slightly the opposite way for the left-handed hitter. Cushing comes set. Smith takes his lead at first base. Average lead, maybe a little better than average. Pitch swung on, looped toward third base. Glove by Logan Davidson. Inside-out swing, soft line drive. Glove by Logan. One man down in the second inning. Well, you go back and you look at the first, and again, Aaron Sabato with the 2-run double. Thank you very much, Bob, for forgetting about that, of course. But Wichita with the 2-0 lead, and then Daryl Hernandez, a base hit, and again, just trying to make something happen, trying to turn it into a hustle double, gets thrown out. And wouldn't you know, next batter hits a home run. Pitch down and away, a fastball for Will Holland, low and outside. One on and one man down. Holland, right-handed hitter. Well, 5'10", 185. Boy, he drove one out of here last night to center field. Stretched by Cushing. Pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike at the knees, 1-1. Fastball, a little bit of movement on it. Ball to Davidson hit, by the way, pretty impressive. The wind is right to left, and it's strong. And he hit that ball to the right side of just off the batter's eye in right center field. Pitch by Cushing, swing and a miss, breaking ball away. 1-2 to Will Holland, who will ask for his timeout here. Well, from Lawrenceville, Georgia, 25-year-old right-handed hitter. Home run last night, he is third in the season in 44 games. Cushing comes set, runner at first, one man down. Stretch and pitch to Holland, fouled it back. And stays 1-2. Deshaun Kersey Jr. and Brooks Lee on deck and in the hole for Wichita. These teams almost identical now in wins and losses. Wichita 25-33, Rockhounds 26-33. The one ball, two strike stretch swung on it, popped in the air right side. Lazaro Armenteros, long run. He's not going to get there. That's a Texas Leaguer. It will drop. Well, just a little pop-up, but again, put the ball in play with two strikes, and you just don't know. That was a little pop-up. It wasn't hit very far at all, but it was out of the reach of second baseman Saeed Valenzuela, and likewise out of the reach of the right fielder, Lazaro Armenteros. So it's two on with one man down on a little Texas Leaguer down the right field side. Armani Smith had to hold to see if the ball might be caught, so he gets as far as second. Top of the order, here's Deshaun Kersey Jr. Bounced out to first on the first pitch of the game. Left-handed hitter takes up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So for Jack Cushing, a frustrating second inning, an error by his shortstop, and then just a little bloop. Guy just put the ball in play nicely with a two-strike count. Will Holland reaches on the Texas League single. There's a swing and a foul straight back, and the count squares at 1-1 to Kersey. Deshaun, again, has just had a terrific all-around offensive season, hitting .314. 7 homers, 29 ribbies, 23 steals in 27 attempts. Left-handed hitter set to go. Cushing with the stretch-end pitch. Boy, just a little low and outside, perhaps. Two balls and one strike to count. Just looking at my lineup card, and for the third consecutive day, I have forgotten to correct my lineup card. This is a left-handed hitter. I have him as a right-hander. Thank you very much. Pitch swung on, fouled right at the plate, in and out of the glove of the catcher, Shane McGuire, and the count moves to 2-2. Deshaun played for the Wind Surge All of last season. He's from San Diego, California. 26 years of age, but as mentioned, no, he's having just an outstanding season. 2-2 pitch, takes up high ball three. So decision time here for Ramon Borrego, the manager of the Wind Surge. Does Ramon have the runners going here? Two on, one man down, and a 3-2 count. Left-handed hitter at the plate. Smith leads off second, Holland off first. They are not going. Pitch swung on, line drive, right side, clean base hit. That's going to load him up. Armenteros will get to that ball in a hurry. That ball was sharply hit. So the base is loaded, and that was a sharp, clean, low, about a one-hop, low-line drive into right field. They are loaded up for Brooks Lee. So an error, a pop-up, and a one-hop laser to right. Bases are full with one man down, and Wichita trying to improve on a 2-1 advantage here. Second time in this series, Batboy collecting all the paraphernalia from the guys who have reached base. He jogs over to the third base dugout. Looks like he's going to have a yard sale. First pitch from Cushing, down and in to Lee. Did he go the appeal? Nope, did not. Brooks with a base hit and a run scored. And just a piece of good professional hitting in the first inning. Down to the count 1-2, and just went with a pitch and a little volley into left field for a single. Swings and lines a drive to shortstop, and second baseman, and Saeed makes the play, throws to short for the out, 4-6, double play. Brooks Lee, line shot, handled by Saeed Valenzuela. And ahead of myself telling you, shortstop, that's where the throw went. So a 4-6 lined into the double play. That ball was absolutely ripped, but right to the second baseman, and the Rockhounds get out of the inning. So the Sabato two-run double still the difference in this ball game. To the bottom half of the second inning we go, and our Village Car Wash score of the game. Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck Headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
there's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last half of the second inning, and Pearson Ole will face Greg Dykeman, Shane McGuire, and Saeed Valenzuela. 2-1 Wichita lead. Wind surge already five base hits in this game. Greg Dykeman here will lead it off. Set the wind surge defense for you behind Pearson Ole in this inning as well as Greg Dykeman stands in, left-handed hitter. Running at 2-0-8. Ole's first pitch finds the outside half of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. The owner for Hardo is in left field. Will Holland is in center. Pitch, takes it, did he go? Appealed up, check swing, held up, 1-1. Deshaun Kersey Jr. is in right field for the wind surge. Seth Gray, the third baseman. Brooks Lee is at shortstop. Junior Severino, the second baseman, and Aaron Sabato at first. Pitch called strike of the knees. Count goes 1-2 from the right-hander. Patrick Winkle behind home plate. And Pearson Ole makes his second double-A start. Delivery swung on, tap to second base. Severino right there. Easy play for the second sacker. And a bounce out to second will begin this inning. One up, one down. Pearson Ole in his first outing earlier in this road swing at San Antonio. He gave up some base hits, 9 hits in 4 and a third, and 5 runs scored on them. Did not walk a batter, struck out 2. So a 10.38 earned run average, but that's on one start. Shane McGuire, the batter. Left-handed hitter takes down low for a ball. Well, this will be an interesting matchup. Shane has not had a lot of hits of late, but he's drawn a boatload of walks. And as we have told you, Pearson Ole just didn't flat give up many walks at all. One ball, no strikes. Big swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch had him fooled. The count goes one ball, one strike. Shane a 224 overall. He's had an interesting homestand. He is 1-for-13 with an on-base percentage of 400. Stretch and pitch by Ole. Swing and a miss. And off-speed pitch ran it down and in. The count goes 1-2. For the next 2 or 3 minutes, the ball will go right from bright sunlight right into the shadow, right off the fingertips. Delivery is just high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ole came back that time after a couple of off-speed pitches with a fastball at 91. Nobody on, one man down, and a 2-2 count to the Rockhounds catcher. McGuire takes call, third strike. One fastball in, right on the inside corner, second strikeout. Making his third, in fact. Got Lawrence Butler swinging to start the game, and Denzel Clark and now Shane McGuire looking. So base is empty, 2 down, and here is Saeed Valenzuela. Saeed just joining the club at the start of this homestand. Roll around towards shortstop. Brooks Lee is there. Got to hurry a little bit, but he does. Boy, did he beat it. Boy, it was close. Good play by Brooks Lee. Got just enough on that throw. Saeed really hustling down the line. The ball took a while to get to the shortstop, but Lee tucks it away. 3 up, 3 down for Pearson Ole and the wind surge. And we have played 2. Village Car Wash score in the sunshine. Wichita 2. And the Rockhounds 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Patrick Winkle will lead it off for Wichita. We go to the top half of the third inning. Wind surge leading it 2-1. The ball got off the grass berm in deep right center field, so Denzel Clark has to jog a good amount of territory and collect the ball that got out of the up of the grass berm. Got about three kids on the berm, and apparently they're playing long toss, and a little too long on that toss. Winkle now will stand in. 1-for-1 is the wind surge catcher, singled and scored in the first inning on the double by Aaron Sabato. Ground ball right back up the middle, but Hernandez is right there. Hadn't played perfectly. Throw to first for the out. One pitch, one swing, and a 6-3 bounce out. Junior Severino, strikeout victim, his first time up. Severino, though, a really solid season, to say the very least. He's hitting .281 coming into the game. Second in the league with 13 home runs, and he's driven in 36. Switch hitter playing second base in this game. Cushing's first pitch. Down the middle, but just low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Clay Williams behind home plate from Springfield, Tennessee. Calling the balls and strikes this evening. Severino swings and misses. Good off-speed pitch by Jack Cushing. Just a little off of that. 1-1 to the left-handed hitter. Cushing's pitch, swing and a miss, way off speed that time, and a swinging strike two. Crew chief is Ray Patchen. Ray is at first base. He is from Oceanside, California. And the Georgian, Casey James, umpiring at third base. Casey from Noonan, Georgia. One ball and two strikes. Cushing, 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss, down and in, same pitch.
Strikeout number two.
So second whiff, both at the expense of the Wichita cleanup hitter. Severino out on strikes, two down, and here is Aaron Sabato. Well, he turned on a pitch with two on, two out in the first inning, and just lasered a double into the left field corner, drove home two. And wind surge lead it 2-1. Pitch down and away for a ball, it's 1-0. Mentioned the wind is really in evidence, really strong, but the ball that Sabato hit while it was hit technically with the wind was just a line drive. Wind probably couldn't have caught up with it. 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, man. He had a cut, one ball and one strike. And the wind at first pitch of this game was 20 miles an hour, and it has not slowed down. One ball, one strike. Jack Cushing, the no wind-up motion, and the right-hander's pitch finds the outside corner of the knees. 1-2. Both of these pitchers, by the way, excellent command. Cushing has walked only 9 batters in 42 and 2/3 innings. Again, Patrick Ohl, very few walks to say the least. Pitch up and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Sabato. The owner, Fajardo, is on deck for Wichita in the top of the 3rd. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Cushing, and a swing and a miss. He got him, and the inning is over. Back-to-back whiffs. Jack got out of that bases loaded jam with one out in the second inning and now gets a 1-2-3 with a couple of whiffs here in the 3rd. To the bottom half of inning number 3, Village Car Wash score. The Wichita Wind Surge 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
To this point, the ball game, a two-run double by Aaron Zapata in the top half of the first inning. And a home run that turned out to be solo, although it followed a single. Logan Davidson in the bottom of the first inning. Logan's seventh home run, 27th RBI. Darryl Hernandez had singled moments before, but had thoughts about stretching it into a hustle double. Tried to get back to first and was thrown out. And three pitches later, Logan would drove one out of here to the grass berm in deep right center field. Lázaro Armenteros leads it off in the bottom of the third, and he takes low and away for a ball. Armenteros, then Michael Goldberg, and back to the top of the order for Lawrence Butler. Wichita will run on five base hits, no errors, 1-5-0. Rockhounds one run, two hits, one error, 1-2-1. Called strike to Armenteros outside corner to Lázaro, and the count 1-1. Home run last night, his fifth. RBI is 19th. In 23 games, he's kind of a walking contradiction, a swing and a miss. Comes up empty 1-2. Lázaro is hitting under 200, 192 in 23 games, but he has five home runs and 19 driven in. The 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Chased one out to up the outside corner, and the strikeout for Pearson Ohl is his fourth. He has struck out four of the first eight batters that he has faced. Michael Goldberg, the batter one. Michael just looking to get himself a base hit. And he was hitting right about 300, give or take. Much of the season had a really nice stretch of six games as he fouls this one. He dropped down the bunt, fouls it away, 0-1. At 429 over a six-game stretch, but that was nine games ago, and since he's 1-for-32. Boy, baseball will keep you humble. 0-for-10 in the homestand. So, again, he's just looking for a base hit. Tried to butt his way on there. Has good speed. Third baseman Gray cheating in a little bit. Goldberg takes. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, one down in the last of the third. Pearson Ohl with a pitch. Tempted. Goldberg holds up, two balls and a strike. It was so difficult, of course, to remain patient when, you know, he might not know the exact numbers, but Michael knows he hadn't had a hit in a while, and boy, it's tough not to press. 2-1 pitch, checks his swing, and he takes a strike on the inside edge, 2-2. Pearson Ohl gave up the single to Hernandez and the home run to Davidson, but and has struck out four of eight batters. Swinging a fly ball right field, but that is right at Kersey Jr., and Deshaun will haul it in. Line drive to right field, two men down in the bottom of the third. Top of the order second time through is Lawrence Butler. He'll walk to the dish with those bright orange spikes he likes to wear. Maybe not every game, but a bunch. Lawrence playing first base in this game for the Rockhounds. He has largely become an outfielder almost exclusively, but has played first base and is tonight. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. Boy, the flag still just absolutely tugging at their riggings in on the walkway behind the high wall in left field. 0-1 pitch to Butler. Strike called outside corner. Boy, Ohl just great. Just great spotting with that pitch. Just outside edge, right at the knees. Jumps ahead 0-2. Pitch to Lawrence, swings and misses. Just waved at the breaking pitch. So, boy, the leadoff spot has not treated anyone very well since the departure of Chase Calabuig. Five strikeouts among the first 10 batters faced for right-hander Pearson Ohl. And he has himself and do the wind surge a one-run lead. So we'll go to the top of the fourth. Our Village Car Wash score remains Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And in our Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia, I'm going to tell you about a game the likes of which, well, has rarely been seen anywhere, but will never, almost certainly never, majors, minors, either one, will never be seen again. Top of the fourth, and Yoenir Fajardo will lead it off, bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Jack Cushing to his fourth inning of work. Left-handed hitter stands in and takes a strike over the outside half, 0-1. Fajardo, who has been an everyday player for Wichita, playing in his 54th game out of the 60 that the Wind Surge are playing, including tonight, actually 59 for the Wind Surge, forgive me. Pitch down low for a ball. Wichita and Frisco have had the only game to be rained out on that final game of a series won't be made up. Pitch swung on, rolled to second base. Valenzuela right on the edge of the sunlight and shadow. Double clutches a moment, but plenty of time. And Fajardo retired, one man down in the fourth inning. 1966, a guy named Sparky Anderson went on to manage the Detroit Tigers to great, great things. And Cincinnati Reds, of course, one of the really winningest managers, quite great manager in Major League Baseball. He was managing in the Florida State League way back 1966. Here's Armani Smith. And a called strike, a little check swing. I don't think he went. I think that was a called strike. Sparky was managing the St. Petersburg Cardinals on this date, facing the Miami Marlins, not the big league club. Pitch, called strike, boy, outside corner, and Cushing is pressed. Pearson did just a couple of moments ago. A perfect pitch on the outside corner for an 0-2 count. Smith reached on an error his first time up, but was stranded. Takes outside corner, called third strike. Boy, a three-pitch whip, and Smith not happy about the call. Jack Cushing, boy, a couple of perfect pitches there. Fourth whip for Cushing. Two away for Seth Gray. A ball game that Miami and St. Petersburg played on this date in the Florida State League. Miami won it 4-3, but it took a while. Pitch swung, looked in the air to left field, right at Michael Goldberg. Line drive off the bat of Seth Gray is caught by the Hounds left fielder. So a bounce out, a strikeout, and a line drive that is gloved in left field. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Cushing and the Rockhounds. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number four. Village Car Wash score, the Wind Surge 2, the Rockhounds 1.
Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Daryl Hernandez to lead it off. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Logan Davidson and Denzel Clark to follow. First pitch from Pearson Ohl drops down and away for a ball, 1-0. Daryl 1-for-1 with a single, tried to stretch it into a double, and turned out to be a little too aggressive, was thrown out at first base trying to get back to the bag. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count squares at 1-1. Daryl at 320, 5 homers, 32 driven in. 1-1 stretch. Ohl with a pitch, and that's a line shot right at the second baseman. Boy, that ball, that would have been an interesting play. Severino made that play, and that was a line shot to second. That ball would have come right out of the sunlight, and out of the shadow, into the sunlight, rather, as he, boy, he had a good look at that ball, but Severino standing almost on the, as looked like, standing on the top of the shadow, just to the right of the bag at second. Line drive handled, one man down, Logan Davidson, the batter. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Logan, a solo home run in the last of the first inning. Home run number 7, RBI number 27. Playing the pull, he takes down low for a ball. It's 2-0. Again, Logan has done most of his damage against right-handed pitching. 6 of his 7 home runs, including the home run in the bottom of the first of this game. Switch hitter, swings and comes up empty this time. 2 balls and a strike. Logan in his last 6 games, including this one, 7-for-20 with 4 doubles, a couple of homers, and 7 driven in. Takes strike called outside half. Boy, Ohl, really a pitcher, just has terrific command. Logan asking for time. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel Clark on deck. Nobody on. 1 down. Bottom of the fourth inning. The wind surge on a 2-run swing, and the Hounds a 1-run swing at the bat. The solo home run by Logan, both in the first inning. 2-2. Hauled it out to shortstop, handled by Brooks Lee. Throw to first base, a little low. Backhanded out of the dirt, though, by Sabato for the out. 2 men down in the fourth inning. Sharply hit ball, but handled by Brooks Lee at shortstop. Well, again, left side of the infield, shortstop in particular, really going to battle that sun for a while, as will the left-hand center fielders. Denzel Clark, the batter. Denzel, boy, he got picked on in the first inning, a 3-pitch whiff. He was called out on strikes. Wolves pitch a dart to the outside corner in the glove, 0-1. Denzel, right-handed hitter at 256 overall. Ohl delivers this time. Tried to get him to go chase, perhaps, but would not do it. 1 ball, 1 strike. Pearson, 6-1, 180. Mentioned a Californian from Moore Park, California. 1-1 pitch. Got the outside corner called strike 2, 1-2. Well, he gave up 9 hits in 4 1/3 at San Antonio, but he's given up just 2 hits here. Of course, one was a home run. 2 down in the fourth inning. This little tapper didn't mean to. Charging his third baseman, Gray makes the play. The throw, not going to get him as Denzel will beat it out. Well, again, put the ball in play with 2 strikes in the count. That was a little, boy, almost a half swing, not even a three-quarter swing. Denzel runs well, and we said that about him. He and Lazaro hustle down that line. Little bouncer, almost an excuse-me swing to third base for a base hit. 1 on and 2 out for Greg Dykeman. Watching Brooks Lee, the shortstop, shading solidly up the middle or toward the middle as much as you can or as much as you see, with no shift allowed. Greg takes a called strike, 0-1 to Dykeman, bounced out to second base his first time up. And Brooks Lee standing, boy, looking right back into the sun as it peers over the roof of the stadium. 1 on and 2 out. Dykeman waits from the left side. Toss to first. Denzel gets back in. Sabato with a catch and tag. Breeze has shifted a little bit now. It is blowing straight out to left field. And again, it's strong, anywhere from 18 to 21 miles per hour. 0-1 count. Dykeman waits. Denzel short lead. Bluffs doesn't go. Pitches up high, and the count is 1-1. Shane McGuire in the on-deck circle. Wichita with the lead, 2-1. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Set by Ohl. Long set. Now the pitch swung on in this, but really changed the pace of his delivery that time and fired a fastball past Dykeman, a swinging strike two. Varying your pace of delivery as a pitcher, just in watching the guys do that a little bit, all the more fascinating, of course, with the pitch clock. But you can still do it for sure. Set for the first boy, and Denzel got picked off. He stumbled a little bit and didn't get back to the bag in time. Picked off first base, 1-3. Well, the Hounds have had a couple of base running miscues is a little bit, that's a little harsh on Darryl Hernandez as he was just trying to hustle a little bit, but a pickoff here, the inning comes to an end. So after four complete in the summer-like sunshine and triple digits to start this game, Village Car Wash score, Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the fifth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Thank you so much for spending part of your evening with us. Bob Hart's at the ballpark with Wichita Windsurge leading the Rockhounds 2-1. Windsurge will face, or will send rather, 9-1-2 to the dish to face Jack Cushing. Will Holland will lead it off. Sean Gersey and Brooks Lee to follow. Tony, about a game in the Florida State League a long time ago, 1966, but this turned into not the longest game in minor league or organized baseball history, but the longest uninterrupted game. They just kept playing until somebody flat won the ball game. Pitch to Will Holland up high for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Will with a little flare single to right field his first time up. Windsurge loaded the bases in the second, but a line drive turned into an inning-ending double play. Takes just low and away for a ball here. Does the right-handed hitter, 2-0. Miami Marlins and St. Petersburg Cardinals, Florida State League, 1966. How many innings did they play? Delivery to Holland up high, ball three. So Jack Cushing, a very unusual 3-0 count. I don't think he had gone 2-0 on a batter. In fact, he had not until this one, and he's now 3-0 to Holland. Stretch and pitch, and that'll get there outside corner, 3-1. Matter of fact, I think Ohl is only, he's gone 2-0 a couple of times. And both guys largely throwing strikes, largely so. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and just as I say that, once you know, back to the screen, in fact, ball four. First walk of the game for either pitcher. Top of the order, Deshaun Kersey Jr. Well, on this date, Miami and St. Petersburg, they didn't score a whole bunch, considering they went 29 innings uninterrupted, did not delay the game and suspend it and make it up. They just kept on going. The one thing I could not find, I'm guessing it almost had to have been a day game. Otherwise, at some point, curfew laws, I think, probably would have stepped in. Bouncer foul off Kersey's bat. 0-1. Deshaun is 1-for-2. He bounced out to first base to open the ball game. Single to right field. very sharply in the second inning. That loaded the bases with one man down, then that line drive turning into a double play to end it. 0-1 count. And the pitch drops low, 1-1. Yep, 29 innings of baseball on this date. Now, 4-3, that's not a lot of offense. What do you suppose time of the game might have been? Longest uninterrupted game ever played in organized baseball. One ball and one strike. Holland with the leadoff first base. Pitch way down in the end. Count goes 2-1. One on, nobody down. Top of the fifth. 2-1 Wichita. Well, that ball game, had it gone one more minute, just one more minute, a pitch or two would have been 7 hours. 6:59. Uninterrupted. Swinging a high fly foul. Left field side, Goldberg in foul ground, reaches up. Oh, great effort. Did not think he could make the play, but a great effort. Boy, he leaped against the wall, the base of the grass burned down the left field side. And just as he took off, he was in our line of sight when he leaped and then went out of our direct line. 2-2 is the count, and Chrissy will come back to the plate. But what a, that's just a spectacular effort by Michael Goldberg. 2-2 count to the Wind Surge right fielder. Will Holland take the lead? Holland, by the way, a very, very good base runner. He will draw a throw. He's not quite on Kersey's level in terms of numbers. Deshaun has 23 steals, but Holland is 10 out of 13. Has been caught trying to steal a base in this series, but overall 10 out of 13 on the season. 2-2 count. Cushing set. Kersey waits. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Fouled away again. This one will get well out of play. So on this date, longest uninterrupted baseball game in organized baseball history, and it was kind of cool. A guy named Michael Hebert, might be A-Bear, I don't know, but that's a long time ago. He really had himself a game. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Denzel going back, anybody going to get there? That ball will find the base of the wall deep right center. That will easily score a run, and digging for third is Deshaun Kersey Jr. Throw on two hops, nowhere near in time. It actually hits the base runner and bounds away. Kersey triples to the base of the wall in deep right center field in the power alley. Drives home a run doing it, and Wichita improves the lead to 3-1. And, of course, that base runner, ironically enough, the man who scores, reached on one of the few walks that Cushing has given up on the season. One of the Kersey with a great swing of the bat, that triple in the deepest recess of the right center field power alley. Triple for Kersey, runner at third, nobody out, one run in. Infield in all the way around for Brooks Lee. Well, this guy just a terrific contact hitter. Good hitter all the way around. Drops low to this delivery for ball 1-1-0. Brooks hitting 264. Just you watch him at the plate, you just figure it should be closer to 320 or something around that number. But really good hitter. Switch hitter batting from the left side. 1-0 pitch. Just inside, ball 2, 2-0 the count. Couple of doubles in last night's game. Leads the Texas League with 21, two baggers. His dad is a tremendous college coach at Cal Poly, and that's where he went, called strike, 2-1. Larry Lee, 20-plus seasons at Cal Poly, and has a reputation as a tremendous teacher of hitting, and yeah, it certainly worked with Brooks. Swinging a hard hit ball, base hit up the middle, and that will drive home a run. Well, again, with the infield in, that ball got through pretty quickly. If the infield were back, run would have scored anyway, but probably would have been perhaps an out. Instead, it's a RBI single, Brooks Lee 2-for-3. And in the score is Kersey, and that makes it a 4-1 ball game, one on and still nobody down. And the batter will be Patrick Winkle. He's 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning and bounced out to shortstop in the third. So two more across here for the Wind Surge swinging. That ball is hit high in the air to right center field. Denzel Clark going back, and that ball is over his head. Same spot as the ball that Kersey hit. And that will be a stand-up double, running coming for the plate. It will score with ease, an RBI double. And my goodness, when the Wind Surge have gotten it going in this series, they have gotten it going big time. RBI double for Winkle into deep right center. Brooks Lee scoring easily all the way from first. And so four consecutive base runners reaching here, a walk and three hits. And it is 5-1 Wichita. Logan Davidson and catcher Shane McGuire decide the conference is in order, and they will visit with Jack Cushing. Don't know if Chris Smith is going to join this conversation or not. Doesn't look like it. Now the guys will talk this one over. A Wind Surge with three runs across, nobody out. Patrick Winkle with his 20th RBI of the season. You know, it gives you an appreciation for the athleticism involved so often when you talk about a triple in baseball. Kersey hit the ball basically the same spot that Patrick Winkle did. Kersey just such a tremendous runner and just a tremendous athlete. Got to third base relatively easily. Swing and a miss by Junior Severino. He comes up empty 0-1. Again, a triple is not an easy thing to do. Depends, of course, on where you hit it, granted that, and where the ball bounces, etc. But, boy, you've got to, and speed is such a factor, and it's painful if it's the other team doing it, of course, but a triple can be just a work of art. Bouncer foul count goes 0-2 to Severino. Junior, a couple of strikeouts in this game. Patrick Winkle takes his lead off second base. Well, I tried to cheat Wichita out of two runs earlier. The scoreboard says 4-1. It's not a swing and a miss. And, boy, Severino is the only guy having zero fun at the plate for the Wind Surge. That is his third strikeout in as many at-bats. Five whiffs for Jack Cushing, three of them at Junior Severino's expense. And here is Aaron Sabato. Two-run double in the first. Trusting the scoreboard is trying to catch up. I'm pretty sure the score is 5-1. That's terrifying. Here's a line drive left field. That's toward the corner. That'll sink and drop. Second time Sabato sent that ball to that very same spot. That'll drive home a run. Goldberg retrieves, but that's a double for Sabato. His second of the ball game, and three runs driven in. Boy, that was almost just your basic video replay. Just turned on a pitch and just drove it into the left field corner. And Patrick Winkle will score with ease. So the first four guys up in this inning will come across the score. Now Bobby Crosby coming out for a visit. Let's see if that's going to be it. That sure is for Jack Cushing. So a very frustrating outing for the right-hander who has had great success, of course, at this level. Boy, the Wind Surge have been swinging the bats and swinging them well in this series. Kind of cheating them out of a base hit here on my card. I believe it should be nine base hits. The online version, which controls the scoreboard, by the way, you input all of the information on the computer in the press box, and then that goes eventually transfers to the scoreboard, and I think a little bit behind. That is a little terrifying, though. You know, I botched the score early. I tried to have the hounds ahead on a solo home run. But the scoreboard is, I think, one run behind. David Liao, left-hander, will come on to pitch. David moving back to the bullpen. And he has been the guy who's filled in when he has been needed. And when Roiber Salinas went to the injured list, David came back to the rotation. He moves back to the bullpen here. We'll come on in the fifth with a runner in scoring position and just one man down in inning number five. Jack Perkins will take the spot in the rotation. Anxious to get a look at Jack. He is a guy who's off to a terrific start in Lansing and gets the promotion, so the right-hander will get the start in tomorrow's fourth game of this series. So David Leal will face Joyner Fajardo in just a moment. That game, by the way, a million years ago in the Florida State League, 1966, guy named Michael, I'm guessing it's, well, Hebert is probably the correct pronunciation. It looks like Hebert, probably Hebert, either way. He scored on a sacrifice fly in the top of the 29th inning to break a 3-3 tie. He was a pitcher, or at least he pitched the 29th inning, tossed a 1-2-3 inning, so he got the winner, the save. I guess it would have been the win, wouldn't it? So he scored the game-winning run and pitches the final three outs in the longest uninterrupted game in professional and organized baseball history. Check, swing, strike, Joyner Fajardo, 0-1 the count. Runner in scoring position with just one man down in the inning. The swing and that ball hit in the air to right field toward the corner. Lazaro Armenteros on the run, leaps, and he caught it! My goodness, a leaping, running catch. Armenteros in the right field corner takes a home run into the short porch away from Fajardo. What a play that was by Armenteros. That was half fly ball, half line drive, and Lazaro in absolutely perfect stride leaps and grabs that ball. And that, I believe, would have found its way into the right field bullpen for a home run. A tremendous play by Lazaro Armenteros. Two men down for Armani Smith. He takes a breaking pitch down and in for one ball, no strikes. Smith has reached on an error and struck out in two trips. He takes down and in a ball. One may make it a two ball and no strike count. Stretch and delivery and a breaking pitch got the inside corner. Count goes 2-1, two balls and one strike. Delivery, and that is taken for ball three. Three balls, one strike. One is the correct score, by the way, folks. All the way back in the first inning, something's been driving me crazy about that since the very first inning. I tried to give Wichita two runs. They scored one. There we go. I knew I'd find it. Swinging a foul away, 3-2. My goodness gracious. When Aaron Sabato doubled into the left field corner, I wrote down two runs almost by rote. Didn't even think about it, but Patrick Winkle stopped at third base. But I wrote him down the scoring, so I gave him the run. It's 5-1, correct score, and we'll just have a meeting later on. Three balls and two strikes to count. My goodness, ball clubs lost 9 games in a row, trails 5-1, and the broadcaster can't count. Other than that, everything is just zippity-doo-dah right now with Rockhounds baseball. Goodness, but the guys are doing better than I am if I did that. The delivery backdoor high and away for a ball. The count now goes with the base on balls, rather two men on, and Wichita batting around. They have had 3 innings in this series have the Wichita win surge, in which they have just absolutely busted loose, scored 7 runs in the third inning Tuesday night, 6 runs in the top of the 9th last night, and they have batted around here in the 5th inning. As the batter will be Seth Gray. Seth 0 for 2, but he lined out sharply his last time to left field. He looped out to third base in the second, and a line drive out in the fourth. Takes a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Yeah, you know, things are just going really, really well when the team has yet to win in a homestand. They've lost 9 in a row, and it takes me till the 5th inning to get the score correct. Yeah, that's the way things have gone lately. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Seth, left-handed hitter. Well, he capped that 7-run third inning a couple of nights ago with a 3-run home run. Swings and sends one right back up the middle. It'll be handled behind the bag by the shortstop. Hernandez throws to first base for the out. That ball caught the upslope of the mound. Took that long time, turned it into a kind of a line drive and handled by Hernandez, who makes the play. But it is a 4-run inning for the Wichita Wind Surge, and while they don't lead by as much as I tried to tell you they did, still have the advantage by 4 in this ballgame. Wind Surge with a 4-run advantage. We are midway through our baseball game tonight. Village Car Wash score will get it right for the first time all evening is Wichita 5 and the Rock Hounds 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Greg Dykeman was at the plate when Denzel Clark was picked off first base. He will lead it off here and takes a strike call as the Rock Hounds designated hitter. Pearson Ohl going back to work now with a 4-run lead, a swinging strike two, a quick 0-2 count to the Hounds DH. Shane McGuire and Saheed Valenzuela will follow here in the bottom half of inning number 5. To Jack Cushing's line, and I'll add it up properly this time. No balls, two strikes. Dykeman swings and misses. Boy, chase one down and away. Good mix of pitches from Pearson Ohl. Again, his numbers with Lansing. He pitched 40 and a third. He basically struck out one batter per inning. He had 41 strikeouts in 40 and a third. Walked only 5. San Antonio roughed him up a little bit. Again, that was the double-A debut, but he is... look very sharp here tonight. Shane McGuire to face him now. Shane asking something of our home plate umpire. I don't know if he asked for time. Perhaps he did. Nobody on. One man down. 5-1 Wichita in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch bounces to the plate and bounds away. Jack Cushing, 4 3 innings, 9 base hits. Got that total right. 5 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. And, of course, the 1 walk turned into a run. McGuire swings, ground ball sharply hit it short, handled by Brooks Lee behind the bag, has plenty of time, throws and gets him. Sharply hit ball, handled by Brooks. Two men down, and Saheed Valenzuela will be the batter. Mentioned last night's final score made a couple of things seem far more insignificant than they were, including the two brilliant plays at shortstop by Brooks Lee. Started a double play on a outstanding play and saved a run when the game was still scoreless with a brilliant play at shortstop. Valenzuela takes up and away for a ball. Saheed bounced out to shortstop, his first time up. The 1-0 pitch, swing, and a missed chased one up and away. Count goes 1-1. Saheed getting the start at second base. Rockhounds without Jeremy Ironman. He is on the injured list. Brett Harris missing second straight game, maybe back tomorrow. Rolled out to second base, backhanded to the chute tops by Severino. Throws across the body for the out. Niftily handled in another 1-2-3 inning. And Pearson Ohl, yeah, as I said, roughed up a little bit by San Antonio, but not very much in this ball game. He has allowed only 1 run on 3 base hits through 5 innings. Now that my card is finally right, hallelujah. We'll give you some numbers on this game, give you a quick game summary on the other side of our break. Village Car Wash scored through 5, Wichita 5, Rockhounds 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment. Made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Rockhounds trying to break a nine-game slide, and they are trailing by the score of 5-1. Baseball said right at the top of the broadcast, it is a game by definition. It is a game, of course, in reality. It's also their living, and boy, when you are struggling in wins and losses big time, baseball has a way of showing you its cruel side, and it is showing it to the Hounds of late. To the top of the sixth we go. Guy who led off the fifth inning will lead off the sixth, Will Howard. He drew a walk, the only walk offered by Jack Cushing, and, of course, that turned into a run. So Will is one for one, a flare single in the second, walked and scored in the fifth. He leads it off in the sixth against David Leal and takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. Now that my card is correct for the first time since, that's 7:03. Let's get you a quick summary on this ball game, called strike two to Will Howard. Top of the order, Deshaun Kersey Jr. and Brooks Lee to follow. Back-to-back singles by Lee and Patrick Winkle in the first inning. And Lee, I thought in particular, a really good swing of the bat with a 1-2 count. Pitch from Leal down and in, 1-2 to Holland. After Junior Severino struck out for the second out, Aaron Sabato drove a double into the left field corner. That scored Lee, with Winkle holding at third, as I have now determined, for the 1-0 lead. Sabato with a line drive double. Ground ball is short, handled by Hernandez. Sets up, throws, and got him. One man down in the sixth inning. The Rockhounds tie the game, as it turned out. I had him in the lead for a moment. Then I thought they were behind. We finally figured out the correct score. Logan Davidson tying the game with a solo home run, and he really mashed it. And it followed a single by Daryl Hernandez that he tried to turn into a hustle double and was thrown out trying to then return to first base. Here's Deshaun Kersey Jr. takes a called strike. Deshaun is 2-for-3, bounced out to first base to start the game. Single in the second, an RBI triple, and a run scored in the fifth. Line drive, left side, base hit. Boy, inside out, swinging a line drive to left, and Kersey now is 3-for-4 in this ball game. Opposite field, line drive, single to left, one man on, one man down. So, a one-all tie, which I called a 2-to-1 Wichita lead for about three full innings, but the wind surge then break loose, as they have done now three times in this series with a big inning. This one a four spot in the fifth, batting around, with RBIs from four different batters. Tossed to first here by Leal. Deshaun Kersey Jr. with an RBI triple. Brooks Lee an RBI single against a drawn-in infield. Patrick Winkle driving in a run with a double to the same spot Kersey hit in deep right center. And a two-out RBI double, his second ribby for Aaron Sabato in the game, capping a four-run inning. 5-1 the score. Finally, we're ready to go, and we have the score properly. Toss over to first base again. Kersey will get back. Brooks Lee, the batter. He is 2-for-3. Couple of singles. Swings around and bats from the right side here against David Leal. Rockhounds have just two left-handers on the pitching staff. Brooks, a switch hitter. Takes high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Takes a big, deep breath, does Brooks Lee. RBI is 28th of this season. Swings and sends one into left center field. That's a base hit. That's going to bring runners to second and third. In fact, they're going to try for a double. It's going to be close, and a runner will score. The throw goes to second base, and never slowing down, Kersey scores. Boy, that is some heads-up base running by Deshaun Kersey Jr., so he scores, never held up. So that will turn into an RBI double for Brooks Lee. Just got it between them, between left and center, and boy, Kersey's speed is just tremendous. Boy, Deshaun almost ought to get a half an RBI for that. Might have almost ought to have to share the RBI with Brooks, who will get the double in the ribby, another double for him. Off-speed pitch called strike to Patrick Winkle. Brooks Lee's third double in his last two games, his 22nd of the season. That leads the Texas League, and it is now. Scoreboard finally caught up with my scorecard. Now it is 6-1. Pitch called strike outside corner to Winkle. Quick 0-2 count. Patrick Winkle, 2-for-3, top of the order, has just been outstanding for Wichita in this game. Singled in the first inning, an RBI double, and scored in the fifth. Here in the sixth, it's 6-1 wind surge, breaking pitch, just down and away. Count 1-2, tried to get him to chase a little in the 0-2 delivery. Well, Brooks Lee kind of forcing the issue. The ball was hit into the gap in left center field. But he had double on his mind all the way. The throw came to second base. And in the meanwhile, Kersey, who, again, we've talked about him, runs so very well, just never, ever slowed down. Really good alert base running. Aided, of course, by manager Ramon Borrego. Swing and a miss. And Patrick Winkle out on strikes. So the strikeout is the second out of the inning. First strikeout for David Leal. It's the sixth strikeout for Rock Hounds pitching. Video board has five. That's the first time I've had something right, and the scoreboard's been wrong all day. I promise you. Pitch outside for a ball to Junior Severino. I don't think anybody was expecting Kersey Jr. to try to score on that play, so I really wasn't looking at the signal, but I'm guessing Ramon Borrego said, yeah, go, and boy, Kersey did, and scored all the way from first on a double, not all the way to the wall in left center. Swinging a foul back and a count 1-1 to Junior Severino. Brooks Lee, the base runner on at second. So he's 3-for-4 in this game. Deshaun Kersey Jr. 3-for-4 in the contest. Top of the order in particular. Really outstanding swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. And of course with David, that's a lot of it, but that was 72. One ball and two strikes to count. 6 of the 9 hitters have reached base for Wichita. Severino waits, one ball, two strike pitch, swing and a miss. And boy, he has now struck out 4 times in this game. And that's why the rest of the team, largely anyway, swinging the bats well. And he struck out all 4 times. He has come up. Severino having a struggle of it. And he is out on strikes, but a run across. Boy, on a double. And a great set of wheels. We are in the middle of the sixth inning. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Village Car Wash Store now reads Wichita 6 and Rockhounds 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy full bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Right-hander Pearson Ohl back to the mound, and he has been good. 3 base hits given up. Gave up the single to Hernandez, and again, then Darrell was thrown out on the bases, and the home run by Logan Davidson back-to-back in the first inning. Since then, and again, he hasn't walked a batter, he doesn't flat walk hardly anybody, but the only hit he has given up was a little check swing, an excuse me swing infield single by Denzel Clark. Sixth inning, it's Lázaro Armenteros 0 for 1 at the dish, 1 for 1 in right field with a brilliant play. First pitch swing, high fly ball, right center field, carrying deep to the track, but there to make the play on the move is Kersey Jr. Boy, hauls it in. That was a long run by the Wichita right fielder. Deshaun got there for the out. Lázaro Armenteros flies out to the just about the base of the wall in deep right center. Kersey Jr. tracks it down. One away for Michael Goldberg. Lined out to right field his first time up. By the way, I mentioned Brett Harris. Talked to Brett today. Pitch called strike outside corner, 0-1. He was on the exercise bike. So thought that in itself was a good sign. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Goldberg down to the count quickly, 0-2. And went over and said hi to Brett. Got a big smile. So, that again, that was good sign number two. But, again, he came out of the game on Tuesday trying to make a play down the left field line, just ran into the railing and the screen, playing all out as he is wont to do. Bouncer to third base, that'll handle on a long hop by Gray. Sets up, throws, and got in by a half step, and Goldberg is out. Put the 0-2 pitch in play, but Gray handles. Two down for the top of the order, Lawrence Butler. So I asked Brett just basically how he's doing. He said he's actually doing just fine. Said that he expects he will probably anyway be able to play tomorrow. And I got a big kick out of him because he said, when I asked him how he was doing, as Lawrence Butler takes down and away for a ball, he said he was fine. He said, just a little banged up. It's kind of like I ran into a wall. And I just smiled and said, well, Brett, you did. 1-0 pitch, down and in for a ball, 2-0. And again, a guy the Rockhounds certainly want in that lineup, and hopefully tomorrow. And the good news is that he is, again, just a little dinged up was all. But, man, that was a full tilt boogie running into the railing and the net down the left field line a couple of nights ago. Two balls, no strikes. Lawrence Butler swings and sends a high fly ball toward the left field corner, fair or foul, the question. And the answer, it is fair. It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Lawrence Butler, who has been struggling, is struggling no longer in this AB, goes opposite way and sends one out of here to the left field corner of the bullpen. Rockhounds will chop into the lead at 6-2. Lawrence Butler will touch the dish. Thought for a minute the horn wasn't going to fly. You know, when you've lost nine in a row, a lot of stuff happens. Yeah, the broadcaster doesn't know the score, and the home run horn, or the run scoring horn, goes away. Swinging a fly ball, Darryl Hernandez, right field, and that will not carry. Drifting over is Kersey Jr., and he will make the first and final catches of this inning. Fly ball to right field off Darryl's bat, but no damage done. One run, one hit. Solo home run, second of the game for the Hounds, as Lawrence Butler hits his seventh of the year and his 35th run batted in. So, after six, Rockhounds chip into the lead a little bit. Village Car Wash score, Wichita 6, and the Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Oh,
Cows will go to the bullpen, and Charles Hall will come on the pitch to do the top half of inning number seven. Aaron Sabato has a pair of RBI doubles sandwiched around the strikeout, so he's 2-for-3. The owner Fajardo will follow, and then Armani Smith here in the top of the stretch inning. So Charles Hall out of the bullpen fires a strike over the inside edge to the right-handed hitter, and 0-1 is the count. Sabato's 8th and 9th RBIs. Remember, he is playing in just his 18th game for Wichita. 0-1 stretch. Hall, fastball swung on and missed. Started him off on the inside corner and hits him to chase one a little bit off the outside edge, an 0-2 count. Charles comes set. He's pitched way low and outside, and that'll find its way all the way back to the backstop. Charles Hall out of the bullpen making his 14th appearance this season has been a Sherlock Holmes-level mystery. Charles with an ERA of 5.92. 1-2 pitch, bounced foul at the plate. Sabato over the top of that, but got a piece of it. Hangs in with a one ball, two strike count. Charles outstanding out of the bullpen a year ago, and this season just has not, to this point, overall treated him nearly as well. The 1-2 pitch, just down and away, 2-2. Checking the scoreboard, boy, ball games going on affecting the pennant races. Got a couple of good ball games going on elsewhere. Here's the 2-2 pitch, down and away, ball three. Top of the seventh in North Little Rock, Corpus Christi 1, Arkansas 1. Travelers have only two hits in that game with a 1-1 tie, and Springfield leads Tulsa 2-0. That's at Hammonds Field in Springfield. Pitch down and away, ball four. Boy, again, so frustrating for Charles. That was an 0-2 count, but then the batter gets away as Sabato draws a walk on a 3-2 pitch. One on and nobody out for Joiner Fajardo. In the bottom of the sixth at Hammonds Field in Springfield. And boy, it is all about pitching in that one. A total of five base hits, but Springfield a 2-0 lead. And, well, they got a Hodgetown special going in the panhandle. Here's Fajardo. Takes down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. They don't like it when you say it's a bandbox and a pitcher's nightmare, but the thing about it is it's a bandbox and it's a pitcher's nightmare. One ball, no strikes, pitch just outside, ball two. So 0-2, and then a base on balls, and now a 2-0 count. So and Charles' first couple of pitches were strikes, but he's now thrown six in a row out of the zone. One on and nobody down. Fajardo waits from the left side. Pitch from Hall, and that is lifted high and foul out of play, left side. Fajardo, you talk about getting robbed. Sent a ball toward the right field corner. It might have been high enough to clear the bullpen fence, and I think would have gone into the bullpen for a short porch home run. And Lazaro Armenteros made a phenomenal catch on the move, full tilt boogie, leaping to make the play as he did, in stride. Pitch down and in, 3-1 to Fajardo. Well, they're in the bottom of the third in Amarillo. It's 7-5 San Antonio. Yeah, with six innings still to be played. 3-1 pitch. Back door, it's wide. Ball four. Two on and nobody down. 6-2, Wichita. Armani Smith, the batter, he's 0-for-2. He reached on an error in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. Drew a walk in the fifth inning. Frisco, by the way, leading Northwest Arkansas 5-2 in Springdale, Arkansas. North Division, they're tied for the top spot, Arkansas and Tulsa. Delivery, that'll get there. Called strike over the inside edge, 0-1. So Tulsa trails and Arkansas a tie game right now. San Antonio with a win last night. They lead Amarillo by 2, Corpus Christi by 3. 0-1 stretch, pitch, jumps down low, one ball, one strike. Hounds will play at San Antonio next week, and of course a lot of folks thought, and some folks, maybe ourselves, hoping that that might be the ultimate series of the first half. Not going to be that way, but we'll see what the standings look like when the Hounds arrive in the Alamo City. Called strike at the knees, 1-2. the missions go crazy in Amarillo tonight and on through the weekend. The pennant could be decided. That would seem unlikely. There's a 1-2, and that's down and in. Two balls, two strikes. So they just finished the third inning there. Yes, 12 runs on 12 hits. 7-5, San Antonio leads Amarillo. Here's the 2-2. The chopper out toward third base in between Hop to Davis and goes to second base for one. The pivot, the throw to first, not going to get him there as Smith runs well. So 5-4 put out at second base. Fajardo retired there. Sabato comes to third base on the fielder's choice. First and third, one man down. Seth Gray will be the batter for Wichita. 6-2 wind surge in this one. Gray 0-for-3. He's sent a very soft line drive, kind of half looper, half liner to third baseman Logan Davidson. Lined out sharply to Michael Goldberg in left in the fourth and bounced out to shortstop to end the fifth inning. Gray at 259 stands in from the left side. Charles Hall with the first pitch. Fastball drops low. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Will Holland on deck for the win surge. Bidding, for their fourth consecutive win on their road swing. The 1-0 pitch drops down low in the dirt. Blocked there by Shane McGuire. Two balls, no strikes. Surge, in fact, just 9-15 at home. They've gotten back within a couple of games of 500 on the road. They're 16-18 away from Riverfront Stadium. And again, there's a stretch playing 18 of 24 on the road. Two balls, no strikes. Balls pitch, down and away. Ball three, three balls and no strikes. Well, you know how frustrating that is from the dugout to the stands to the booth and certainly on the mound, the 3-0, and that's down and away. Ball four, a four-pitch walk to Seth Gray. Bases are loaded all on walks. And the batter will be Will Holland. Holland a single in the second inning. Hit it on a 1-2 pitch and just hit a little flare into right field. A drop for a base hit. He walked and scored in the fifth, bounced out to shortstop his last time. Time called here for a moment. Now Holland stands back in, ready to go. Top of the order on deck in the top of the seventh. It's 6-2 Wichita. Send pitch by Hall. Big swing and a miss. Slider away. Count goes 0-1. Charles Hall, who's 28 years of age, is the right-hander. Stretch and pitch. That's down and away for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Bases loaded. Three bases on balls. Field entirely in shadows now. Boy, we barely got to that last night before the ball game was over. Of course, a 7 o'clock start this evening. Be the same tomorrow and Saturday. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air. Center field going to be more than deep enough to score the run. Clark will drift back, boy, almost to the track. So the two lead runners will advance. And it's a 7-2 ball game. Sacrifice fly. Will Holland, who homered to center field last night, drove that more than deep enough. Aaron Sabato comes across to score. And moving up to third base is Armani Smith. Runners in the corners with two men down. And here is Deshaun Kersey, Jr. So Holland with his 19th run batted in. Now Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, come out for a visit. So top of the seventh inning in this one. Speaking, by the way, of upcoming events, tomorrow one of the more unique giveaway items we have had in a while, Rockhounds pop-up cowboy hats. I don't know if a verbal attempt to describe them would do them justice. And the way this night has gone on the score sheet and the broadcasting, I don't think I would even dare this evening. But Rockhounds pop-up cowboy hats tomorrow, thanks to our great friends at Reliant. We'll have a little fun at the ballpark with a cool giveaway item. Saturday evening post-game fireworks. 7 o'clock start time each of the next two evenings. Here is Deshaun Kersey, Jr. now. First and third, two men down. Pitch to the outside corner, a strike. So win one. Breeze has dropped a little bit in velocity, but still very much in evidence out toward left field. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt, and it's 0-2. Boy, go figure. Three bases on balls in this game, and he jumps ahead of Kersey, 0-2. Deshaun, 3-for-4, two singles and a triple. He scored two and driven in one. Runners at the corners, 7-2 Wichita. Top of the seventh inning, 0-2 stretch and pitch. Just down and away, one ball and two strikes. And Jack Perkins will make his Double-A debut tomorrow against David Festa. Guy brings some serious heat, one of the top strikeout pitchers in the Texas League. It's the guy who is really making an impact in this 2023 season of the A's organization in Jack Perkins. Double-A debut tomorrow. 1-2, runner at first base goes. Pitch called, third strike to the knees. Deshaun Kersey Jr. out on strikes, and Charles Hall, three walks, a run across in the inning on no hits. So one run, no hits, no errors, and two men are left on base. So seventh inning stretch is upon us, and we will talk about the heater and an interesting and I would think kind of a surprising name involved. Seventh inning stretch, Village Car Wash score. Wichita 7, Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
I mentioned tomorrow Jack Perkins' Double-A debut. This isn't his debut, but Pearson Ohl is making just his second Double-A start, and he has really been terrific. Now, he's given up two solo home runs in this game with only four base hits through six, and he will take that now 7-2 advantage into the bottom of the seventh. He will face Logan Davidson, Denzel Clark, and Greg Dykeman in the home half of the seventh. Well, it is called the heater, the fastball, and this is an interesting statistic in terms, and boy, we do count everything in baseball now, and of course we have the ability to quite literally count almost anything. The five hitters in the major leagues who have seen at least 500 pitches, that's just set as a minimum. Of those batters, as Logan swings and misses, he is 1-for-2 with a solo home run. The five hitters who have seen the highest percentage of fastballs in the major leagues this year, I'll give you four of them. Pitch drops down low for a ball, and you can kind of see a pattern here. A couple of members of the Cleveland Guardians, former Corpus Christi Hook, Miles Straw and Stephen Kwan, Austin Nola of the Padres, and John Bertie of the Marlins. 1-1 pitch, line drive, right side base hit. Well, Logan took a collar last night. But, man, he has come back in this game. He just ripped a solo home run to deep right center field, really kind of center right center back in the first, and a line drive base hit to right field here in the seventh. Logan Davidson. Don't know if it'll change the outcome of the game, but, man, good night of the dish for Logan. 2-for-3, sharply hit baseballs, including the home run. Now Denzel Clark, 1-for-2 with a little infield single. Takes a backup pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Now, those five guys, who are four of the hitters seeing the highest percentage of fastballs, between 58 and 63% of the time, they see the heat. But they're not power guys at all. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Backup delivery, swung on and missed. They have hit a combined total of just five home runs. And Miles Straw, Stephen Kwan, Austin Nola, John Birdie, they have had a lot of fastballs. But don't hit home runs. They're not power guys, so they get challenged more. The other guy on that list, in fact, he leads Major League Baseball in the highest percentage of fastballs thrown to him as a hitter. Who do you suppose it is? It would be, I would think, one of the 10 least likely guys you could name. It's a fascinating deal on MLB.com. Pitches are, I think it's MLB, pitch up high for a ball. I shouldn't try to guess tonight. One ball, two strikes to count. Denzel struck out looking in the first. Infield singled and was picked off first base in the fourth. Logan Davidson on base. Nobody down. Bottom of the seventh inning. 1-2 stretch and pitch. Pop foul on a backup delivery, and that'll find its way out of play. This guy is getting fastballs, and I think this was at the start of the week, but it's still obviously very much close to up to date, if not precisely almost. At 64% of the time, this guy is seeing fastballs. And, of course, the more power you have, the better overall hitter you are, the pretty good odds you will see a lower percentage. Pitch inside is a foul tip. Oh, it is. Ball just deflected off his bat, and that is a check swing. Boy, just a tiny check swing, strike three. Foul tip, no argument from the Rockhounds, so obviously from downstairs anyway, that was audible. And the batter is Greg Dykeman. He is 0 for 2. He's bounced to second and struck out in two trips. Pitch from Ole just off the outside edge to the left-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. The guy getting the highest percentage of fastballs thrown to him this season, former Arkansas Traveler, by the way. Throw to first. Logan was barely off the bag. He basically just turned and kind of went into a crouch and just fell right over on the bag. Didn't have much of a lead, but Winsurge trying to keep him close. One ball and no strikes. Pitch to Dykeman. Tempted, didn't go. Pitch just outside. Ball two. Mike Trout. I mean, that's stunning. Mike Trout is getting fastballs thrown to him 64% of the time, and there's a reason for it. He is in a miserable slump. The swing of that ball is hit high and deep into right center field by Greg Dykeman. And that ball is gone. It got out of here high on the berm in right center field. Greg Dykeman with a two-run home run. Boy, did he launch that ball. Will Holland turned and slowed down near the wall. I thought he might have a bead on it. No, that ball got on the grass berm and about three-quarters of the way up. Greg Dykeman with his fifth home run, RBIs 19 and 20. That will be it for Pearson Ole. Towering drive out of here. Hounds have three home runs in this game. This one a two-run home run. Logan Davidson scores ahead of Greg Dykeman. And this all of a sudden a 7-4 game. So the Winsurge will go to the bullpen. Well, I'd love to spot exactly. I'm not going to get a replay on it, I don't think. I'd love to see precisely where that ball landed on the berm, just to the right of the batter's eye. And just right of straightaway center field. So Ole's day is done. And it will be Andrew Cabezas who will come on to pitch, right-hander, in the seventh inning. Bases are empty with two men down. Excuse me, one man down, I should say. So it is 6 1/3 for Pearson Ole. He will end up giving up six base hits and four runs in this game. Two of them on the last swing. Did not walk a batter, as we said at the top of the broadcast. That is not a surprise. He strikes out seven in this game. Again, with no bases on balls, but it is now 7-4, so this is a save scenario for Cabezas. These are the right-hander's numbers as he will face Shane McGuire. Andrew is making his 13th appearance, has one save in as many chances, a 4.82 ERA. He's given up 25 base hits and 18 2/3. 8 walks, 20 strikeouts. So Shane McGuire, the batter, the Rockhounds back within three. All four runs coming on home runs. As McGuire takes down and away for ball one. Logan Davidson solo in the first. Lawrence Butler solo last inning. And now a two-run home run by Greg Dykeman in the seventh. Breaking pitch called strike. It got there, 1-1. Saeed Valenzuela waiting on deck. All the Dykeman hit traveling well over 400 feet. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-1. It's 4-10 to straightaway center in this ballpark. That ball got just out of the ballpark on the right side of the batter's eye and looked about three-quarters of the way up the berm, and that is a drive. Pitch inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 2. He struck out looking and bounced out to shortstop against starter Pearson Ohl. This is Cabezas here with the bases empty and one man down. 3-1 pitch. Outside ball for Shane McGuire. Again, just having a rather unusual homestand. He's 0 for 2 in this game. So Shane is 1 for 15. But he's drawn now 8 bases on balls. So his on-base percentage is just a little under 400, despite just having one hit. But, boy, he has drawn his share and part of somebody else's of walks. Here is Saeed Valenzuela now. Outside and high ball, one ball, no strikes. Get a visit to the mound from the catcher, Patrick Winkle. Hey, that note on Mike Trout, check this out, fastballs. And he's getting 64% fastballs, Mike Trout. Not only a great hitter, but a power hitter. He had 273 against the fastball in April, 200 in May, and when this article was published, I think yesterday, 115 batting average against the fastball in June for one of the great players of his generation. Pitch down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Valenzuela. So Cabezas now is struggling a little bit with the zone. 2-0 count. Saeed takes high ball three. 3-0. So the right-hander has come out of the bullpen. He walked Shane McGuire on five pitches, and he's now 3-0 to Saeed Valenzuela. The 3-0 pitch, and that got the outside corner for a strike. Saeed taking, understandably, all the way. Three balls, one strike. Andrew Cabezas is from Hialeah Gardens in Florida. 5'10", 190, 26 years of age. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch just low, ball four. So two on, and all of a sudden now the tying run is at the plate. And it's Lazaro Armenteros who homered last night. Going to get a visit to the mound. Now, it's been that kind of a night for me, but here's why I cannot identify the pitching coach. That's because not wearing uniform numbers. DJ Engel and Dan Urbina are the co-pitching coaches, and one of them is going out to the mound, but he's got the windbreaker on. Well, I love this. Goes out to the mound, and, of course, catcher and pitcher join him. Has his right arm around the shoulder of the catcher, left arm around the shoulder of the pitcher, and just saying, hey, guys. Of course, he'll say it in another way, but let's just throw some strikes and take care of this thing. 7-4, Wichita leads. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Lazaro Armenteros, who is 0 for 2. He flew out to deep right field his last time, deep right center. Deshaun Kersey Jr. tracked that one down nicely, well deep into right center field. And Lazaro has kept a run off the board with a tremendous catch in right field defensively. First pitch, got the outside corner with a breaking pitch, 0-1. Michael Goldberg on deck. This is the bottom of the Rockhounds order. Two-run home run by Greg Dykeman has gotten the Rockhounds within 7-4. The pitch outside, ball one, one ball, one strike. Lazaro, right-handed hitter, stance ever so slightly open. Bends forward a little bit at the waist as he waits. There's the 1-1 pitch, and that's called strike on the outside edge. 1-2. And So Cabezas now comes back, gets ahead in the count here. One down in the inning. Two base runners on board, 1-2 count. Lazaro waits, pitch to Armenteros, way low and outside for a ball. The count goes 2-2. Lazaro coming into the game at 192, but 5 home runs, 19 driven in 23 games. 2-2 stretch, right-hander's pitch, nope, outside ball 3, so 3-2. Shane McGuire at second, Saeed Valenzuela at first, so runner's not likely to be going here at all, but the count is full with one man down. Lazaro waits, 3-2 count. Cabezas with the stretch and the pitch, and it's fouled away. We'll do it again on 3-2. Ball in the right field corner. Will we not? No, ball's going to be caught. It stayed in play, and there's Courtesy Jr. to make the catch. Boy, that ball looked like it was headed for the berm. It's my kind of night tonight. So Armenteros will fly out in foul ground. Shane McGuire advances to third base on the foul ball, which was handled by Kersey. Well, I missed it, and there were about four kiddos over on the grass berm who were incredibly disappointed. They thought they had a souvenir. It looked like it was heading that way. That'll also tell us that the wind is still very much a factor, as that wind is blowing toward the left field corner, so that ball came back in and up to Kersey, got there. A swing and a miss by Michael Goldberg in an 0-1 count. I'm going to have a production meeting with myself after this game. And I'm probably not kidding. 0-1 count. First and third, the runners, two men down. Stretch and pitch, back up delivery, just missed inside. One ball and one strike. Goldberg 0 for 2. Lined out sharply to right field in the third, bounced out to third base in inning number 6. Wichita 7, Rockhounds 4. 2 on, 2 out, bottom of the 7th. Pitch to Goldberg. Swings, fouls it back, count 1-2. Top of the order, Lawrence Butler, who has one of the 3 Rockhounds home runs in this game. Lawrence waiting on deck. A couple of bases on balls for Cabezas, but he gets the foul ball, fly ball out. And now 1-2, pitch to Goldberg, punches it foul, wide of the bag at first. Count stays 1-2 to the Rockhounds left fielder. And Michael just trying to bust out of those slumps, and everybody gets into them, and to one extent or another. Right-handed hitter waits, Cabezas set, hands at the belt. Runners there leads, 1-2 count. Turn, stretch, and pitch, little roller, foul ball, sounded like a broken bat. Yeah, Michael took 2 steps out of the batter's box, and then he just makes a right turn over toward the dugout to get a new baseball bat. Well, if you think hitting is easy, talking about Mike Trout getting more fastballs than any other hitter in the game, which is just amazing, and hitting just 115 against the fastball in the month of June. And he has been struggling more and more with it all season. That's the first thing I've ever had in common as a player with Mike Trout. I can't handle a fastball either, Mike, but he's really good. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goldberg chased one just a bit up and away. The inning is over. So the Hounds threaten a little bit after the 2-run home run by Greg Dykeman. So for the Rockhounds, it's 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, 2 more men are left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the 8th inning. This, though, now a 3-run ball game. Hounds play a little long ball here tonight. Village Car Wash score after 7 innings. Wichita 7, Rockhounds 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Game three of this six-game series, Wichita has won the first two, and they lead this one to score 7-4 after seven. And the Lions score this contest looks like this. The win surge, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 7-11-0. The Rockhounds, 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 4-6-1. Three of the Rockhounds' 6 hits have left the ballpark. Solo home runs by Logan Davidson and Lawrence Butler, and a 2-run home run just a few minutes ago from Greg Dykeman. But again, one big inning, a 4-run fifth, really the difference in this game for the win surge, and big innings have been a huge factor in this series. Trey Schupak is on to pitch, and Brooks Lee will simply look at the first pitch, taking that one all the way for a strike. Trey, big right-hander, delivers, got the inside corner, quick 0-2 count to Lee. Brooks started this game and scored the first run of the game after getting down 0-2. On a 1-2 pitch, and just a great example of hitting with two strikes in the count, went the opposite way. Got himself a base hit, takes up and in here, and the count goes 1-2. It's Brooks Lee, Patrick Winkle, and Junior Severino. Schupak working quickly, 1-2 pitch down, in, and it'll go back to the screen. With Trey on to pitch. One inning for Charles Hall, no hits, but one run. It was earned, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Pitch from Schupak high and away, and the count goes 3-2, so 0-2. Now 3-2. Trey with a stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Swinging strike 3. Brooks Lee is out on strikes. Well, the only stat that I am correct on and the scoreboard is wrong is strikeouts. That's the 9th strikeout for the Rockhounds as a team. Everything else in the scorebook I have had wrong tonight at some point, I'm sure. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed by Patrick Winkle, 0-1. Patrick, a single in the first. Patrick, it's all your fault, by the way. My awful night tonight. You didn't score on a double. I'm messing with him. Called strike 2 inside corner. Quick 0-2 count. And wind surge catcher will ask for time. So singled and was stranded in the first inning. Doubled, driving home a run, and scored in the fifth. He is 2-for-4. Winkle waits, 0-2 count. Pitch by Schupak, swing and a miss at a high fastball.
Texas
first,
strikeout number 9.
So that is, I heard in the background, strikeout number 9. That's strikeout number 10. 5 for Cushing. 2 for David Leal, 1 for Charles Hall, and now 2 for Trey Schupak. This is Junior Severino. Swings, fly ball, left field, well struck on the move. Michael Goldberg reaches up and cannot make the play. Boy, a great leaping effort. And before we could tell you, Junior Severino was 0-for-4, all on strikeouts. He doubles on the first pitch, sending it opposite way into the left field area, left center field, and up against the wall. Goldberg, full tilt, very similar to the effort made by Lazaro Armenteros in right field. Goldberg leaped at that and just missed, a terrific catch. But it's a 2-out double to left center field for Severino. Runner in scoring position, 2 men down, and here is Aaron Sabato, and he is 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI doubles. Bouncing ball, foul or fair? It's foul ball. Boy, that's a bat of an eye call. Logan Davidson chasing the ball down, but just got foul. So a big batter here for Trey Schupak. Trey is... had a struggle of it in some regards of late. Looking for a scoreless inning and trying to keep this a 7-4 game. Right-hander comes set. 0-1 pitch to Sabato. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count. Month of June has not treated him nicely in 9 ERA in 4 outings. 0-2 stretch, pitched by the right-hander. Got him! Called third strike, outside corner at the knees. Sabato disagrees. So he strikes out the side does Trey Schupak. He gives up a double, but no damage done. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So we are down, that is, for the bottom half of inning number 8. Got a 3-run ball game going with Wichita on top. Village Car Wash score, Wind Surge 7, Rockhounds 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Minnesota Twins, the parent club of the Wichita Wind Surge, making a couple of changes in the pitching staff today. One of them is Alex Phillips, who has been added to the roster, and he will come on here in the eighth inning. Got a conversation going on between Ramon Borrego, the manager of the Wind Surge. Well, that's interesting. Got two conversations, actually three. All three umpires engaged in conversation at the moment. First and third baseman Seth Gray and Aaron Sabato talking with the base umpires, and Ramon talking to our home plate umpire. So conversation's now over, and a swing and a miss. Lawrence Butler comes up empty in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Now is underway. After a social gathering of some sort, Lawrence 1-for-3 with a solo home run. Alex Phillips, right-hander, delivers and drops one down low, and it's one ball and one strike. Lawrence, two strikeouts and a solo home run in this game. 7-4 Wichita in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 set. Actually, 1-1 count. Pitch up high for a ball. Oh, you know what? We had a pitch clock violation, didn't we? That was the discussion. So it is now 3-1. Haven't had many of those. Not nearly as many, I think, as a lot of folks expected. We did have one here. And it's always a little dicey in the start of an inning. 3-1 pitch, and that ball is lined into right center field. That will sink. That will drop. That's going to get back to the wall, perhaps. It will, all the way to the base of the wall. Lawrence will stop at second base. Don't want to risk it here. Lead-off double in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lawrence Butler, and he broke out of a little bit of a slide with that solo home run. He went opposite field in the sixth inning for his seventh home run of the season. And when Lawrence hit that home run, he was just 4 for his last 31. But he has now hit an opposite field home run and ripped to double to right center. And that'll bring up Darryl Hernandez. Darryl 1-for-3 with a single. He's also lined out very sharply to second and flown out routinely to right. 1-for-3 in the ball game. Lawrence Butler in the leadoff spot. 2-for-4. Pitch right down the middle to Hernandez. Count 0-1 to Darryl. Two-thirds of an inning for Andrew Cabezas. Two walks and a strikeout, but no damage done. 0-1 count. Hernandez waits. 7-4 Wichita. Eighth inning. Pitch takes. Just missed. Maybe down low. Tough to tell from back here. One ball, one strike. Try to drop just down a bit low. Lawrence Butler, who runs well. 10 steals. Hadn't stolen one in a while, but he's got good wheels. He is the base runner, and Hernandez ground ball third base, just foul wide of the bag. Count goes 1-2. Seth Gray right there watching it. But it would have been a tough play to have been made, perhaps. Renee stands back in from the right side. Phillips leans in, a glove on his left leg as he leans in, gets the sign now from Patrick Winkle, his catcher. Here's the 1-2. Just outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count. Fastball just ran off the outside corner. Logan Davidson waiting on deck. It's Alex Phillips who makes his first appearance this season for the win. Surge 2-2 pitch way up and in. Ball three. So full count. First base open. Nobody out. He's been in the Gulf Coast League, the Gulf Coast Complex League, Florida Complex League. But now activated and joining the Wynn Surge, he's pitched for Wichita in each of the last two seasons. Here's the stretch in the 3-2, and that ball is hit high and deep to center field, but with room, drifting back and making the catch is Will Holland. Well struck, but the straightaway center. Holland makes the catch, one man down, retreating back to second is Lawrence Butler. Well hit ball by Hernandez, but to straightaway center field. Now Lawrence Butler jogging over to third, so. My, it's, boy, we've had interesting stuff going on all evening. I want to double check on that. No argument here from the Wichita Wind Surge, but Butler was at second, was interfered with, has to be the guess. So it is a runner at third with one man down. Logan Davidson will be the, nope, I don't know, Hernandez again. So, nope, so 3-2, so it was no pitch. There we go. After all of that, ball ended up about 385 feet from home plate, and there was no pitch. So 3-2 is the count, second time to Hernandez. Pitch down and away for ball four. So after all of that, it's a base on balls, and instead of a runner on and one down. The only other thing might have been was a balk. See, that's what it was called. There are times, you know, in so many of the sports, you have the official, be it hockey or football, and of course they are mic'd up and they can tell, give you the explanation of what happened. There was no, I did not see a call indicated. That didn't mean anything, of course. So it's first and third. There was nobody out. A swing and a miss by Logan Davidson, 0-1. I'm glad I'm not the only one who was fooled on the electronic box. We got the fly out to center field by Hernandez, but obviously he didn't, so something was called prior to that. The balk would be the guess. It's first and third with nobody out. 0-1 to Logan. Tying run of the plate. Swings and misses. Comes up empty with a big rip. 0-2. Everybody have your hands. So it is runners at the corners. Balk is the only logical explanation of that. That's one of those where it would be kind of helpful from time to time if umpires had to do what the hockey officials now do on the ice, and of course football officials for a million years, tell you what exactly happened. But runners at the corners with a double, a balk, and a walk. Hit an 0-2 count now to Logan Davidson. 0-2, and a ground ball up the middle. Got a chance. Base hit. That'll drive home a run. Coming around to third base is Hernandez. Logan Davidson, 3-for-4, drives home a run. It's 7-5. Rockdown's trying to get up off the deck in this ball game, and Logan with his second ribby of this game. He has scored one, driven in two. So Lawrence Butler's leadoff double does not go by the boards. And that's going to bring Ramon Borrego right back out against Allen. Alex Phillips just joining the club today. And, yep, that will be it for Phillips. So Alex, a very short stint on the mound. He does not get a man out in this inning. Wynn Surge will go back to the bullpen here in the eighth inning. It will be first and third. Hernandez with good speed got around to third base. Nobody out. Two men on. Butler scores on the RBI single. Logan Davidson now 3-for-4 in this game. And again, that was an 0-2 pitch. So it'll be Davidson at first. Hernandez is at third base. And the tying runs are on base with two down. Rock Rockhounds who are trying to break a rough slide. Been a rough stretch. 9 defeats in a row, as I'm sure you know. Curtis Taylor will be the new pitcher. So 3 batters faced for Alex Bishop, for Alex Phillips, rather, and Chris Taylor comes on to pitch. He will face Denzel Clark with Greg Dykeman on deck. So we can now confirm, and again, it seemed to be the only logical explanation before Darryl Hernandez flew out to center field, before that pitch was thrown, a balk was called against Alex Phillips. So that is why Butler ended up at third. Darryl Hernandez back to the batter's box. He then drew a walk, putting runners at first and third, and Davidson with the RBI single. Both base runners still, of course, belong to Alex Phillips. Runners at the corners. Denzel Clark walking toward the plate, and he's ready to go. Denzel 1-for-3. He has a single, which was just a little three-quarter at best swing, just a little almost excuse-me swing, and a dribbler to third that he beat out for a base hit, and he has struck out twice. So Curtis Taylor on to pitch. First and third, nobody down. Denzel waits. Pitch swung on and missed on a backup delivery, 0-1. Curtis Taylor making his 11th appearance, 0-2. ERA is 9. Although his other numbers really kind of belie that. The 0-1 set, long set, tall right-hander delivers, and a bouncer foul. It's a quick 0-2 count. Taylor, in 12 innings, has given up 13 hits, 7 walks, 13 strikeouts. So the whip is a little high at 1.67. Opposition hitting 271 against him, but don't know if that equates normally to a 9 ERA. 0-2 count. Denzel waits. Runners at the corners. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a knobber foul off the end of the bat. Got a tiny piece of it. 0-2 the count. Wichita 7, Rockhounds 5, 2-1, and nobody down, bottom of the eighth, an 0-2 count, second time to Denzel. Stretch and pitch and a line drive, foul, and a field side boy ducking under that, and I'm chuckling only because he got out of the way, Darryl Hernandez. Boy, he leads off third base, of course. Any guy leading off third, a line drive comes that way, and that ball gets at you in a hurry. That was sharply hit, foul. Darryl wound up on the deck, ducking out of the way. Curtis Taylor, 6'6", 230, 27-year-old from Port Coquitlam in British Columbia, Canada. 0-2 stretch and pitch, up and in. Did it hit him? It did. Well, and Curtis is talking to himself. You can hear that hip, that protective device that Denzel wears on his left arm. So an 0-2 pitch. And, boy, there have been two moments in this inning. Going to have to be driving the pitching staff crazy for the wind surge. A balk that basically took away a fly ball out to deep center field. And now an 0-2 hit batsman that loads the bases. Still nobody out. And Greg Dykeman will be the batter. Greg homered his last time up. A 2-run homer that brought home Logan Davidson. That got the Hounds within 7-4. And 1 point trailing 7-2. Here's the stretch. Curtis Taylor facing Dykeman. Pitch to Greg. High and away. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. It's actually at 7-2 going into the bottom of the seventh. That's when Dykeman hit the 2-run home run. And boy, he got all of it. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swings and misses. A good breaking pitch that came down and in. One ball and one strike. So the runners are Darryl Hernandez at third base. Logan Davidson at second. Denzel Clark at first. All three run well. Greg Dykeman the batter. 1-1 count. 7-5 Wichita. Bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch from Taylor. High and away. Count goes 2-1 now. Greg Dykeman, left-handed hitter. Again, he's hitting just 208. And we've said it multiple times. And he's proven it several times. He is a dangerous hitter, guy with a lot of experience and some pop. 2-1 pitch and loops one left field. Base hit. That's going to score one, and it's a 7-6 ball game. Ball not hit deep in the left field. Fajardo got there in a hurry. RBI single, third of the game for Greg Dykeman. It is 7-6 in the last of the eighth. In the score, Darryl Hernandez. Runners advance 90 feet. Davidson to third, Clark to second, Dykeman to first. And the batter is Shane McGuire. He is 0-for-2 with another base on balls. So the Rockhounds, who again trying to get out of a miserable slide, within one in the last of the eighth, still nobody down. The stretch and the pitch by Tedder, and a ball hit down the left field side, foul, well out of play. He got in on him a bit. That run charge to Alex Phillips. So bases full, nobody down. Shane McGuire, the batter. Saheed Valenzuela on deck. Infield now will come in all the way around. Not quite to the edge of the dirt, but solidly in. 0-1 count. McGuire waits. Pitch to Shane. Ground ball, and that'll be handled at first base. Throw to the plate for the out. Really good play by Sabato. Aaron took about two quick steps to his left. Backhanded the ball. He was leaning back a little bit. And to use a football term, kind of threw off his back foot a little bit. But comes home for the out. Logan Davidson forced out 3-2 on that put out. That's the first out of the inning. So it's Denzel Clark now at third. Greg Dykeman at second. Fielder's choice for McGuire. He's on at first. And here is Saheed Valenzuela playing in just his third game this season with the Hounds. Pitch to Saheed. He takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. So it is 7-6. Bases loaded, one man down. Hounds trail by a run in the eighth. Saheed, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander Curtis Taylor. The British Columbian with the 0-1 pitch. Way outside, back to the screen. Break into the plate. Tie ball game. Denzel crosses the plate. Wild pitch. 7-7 tie. Denzel Clark, by the way, is tall. He's got long strides. It looked like he scored on about five strides from third base. And you know what? It's probably almost right. So it is 7-7. Dykeman to third. McGuire to second. It's a 1-1 count now to Valenzuela. With second and third. Boy, a balk, an 0-2 hit batsman, and a wild pitch in this inning. Saheed waits. Here's the stretch and pitch. That's outside, and that's ball two. Two balls and a strike. So this game now tied at 7, infield in all the way around. Saheed waits, 2-1 pitch, swings and misses. Count goes 2-2. Well, at the very least, you just from a baseball sense, not a rooting for either team sense. Team that's lost 9 in a row, down 7-2 in the 7th, but they've come back to tie it of the Hounds. They took the cap a little just to that effort. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Saheed, swings and misses, and Taylor got him with an elevated fastball at 96. Two down in the inning. There's Lazaro Armenteros. He's 0-for-3 at the plate. Again, saved a run with a catch earlier on, and boy, that's obviously a big moment in the game, which is now a 7-all tie. Now here's Lazaro, second and third, two men down. 7-all is the score. The pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Everybody have your hands. Windsurge batting around in a 4-run fifth inning. Rockhounds have sent 8 men to the plate. And have scored 3 times here in the 8th inning to tie it. Set. Pitch to Lazaro. Swings high. Towering foul ball out of play. Right side. 1-1. Armenteros, tall right-handed hitter, 192 coming into the game. He's 0 for 3. Curtis Taylor comes set. Comes to the plate. Backs one up over the inside corner. A called strike two. 1-2 to Lazaro. So now this inning, Kettle comes to a boil. A ball and two strikes. Second and third. Two men down. Armenteros waits. Stretched by Taylor. Kick and pitch outside off the corner. Boy, not an easy pitch to take. That just missed wide. Count 2-2. Close pitch, especially given the circumstance. 2-2 to Armenteros. Taylor leans in, has the sign from Patrick Winkle, his catcher. Two balls, two strikes. Set and pitch. Up high ball three. First base, remember, is open. Michael Goldberg on deck, but there are two down in the last of the eighth inning. Rams have had a little bit of everything in this inning. Three base hits, a walk, a hit batsman. 3-2. Here's the stretch. Taylor with a payoff pitch, and Armenteros line drive glove by the second baseman, Severino. Range to his right a couple of steps. Had him shaded up the middle. Boy, and Lazaro teed off. That was a low line drive, but it's gloved by Severino. So the Rockhounds come up with a three spot in the bottom of the eighth inning, and we are brand new going to the top half of the ninth. Trey Schupach will go back to the mound. The Car Wash score is now a 7-7 tie.
Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, citywide total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Well, last night was a tale of two ball games. Did you know this one? Largely the same. We'll go to the top of the ninth, and it is a brand new ball game. 7-7. Joiner Fajardo leads it off, and Trey Schupach's first pitch drops just down and in. Little check swing did not go. Crowd, of course, disagrees. Fajardo, Smith, and Gray, 6, 7, and 8 in the Wichita order. 1-0 pitch. Bouncer toward first base. Lawrence Butler is there. He'll make the play. Hustles to the bag just in time. One man down. Armani Smith will be the batter. He's 0 for 3. Reached on a walk in the fifth inning. Boy, a not uneventful eighth inning all the way around. Hounds got three runs on three hits, a walk, a hit batsman, a balk, a hit batsman. Well, we said they didn't have a wild pitch. I knew there was something else in there. Swing and a miss by Smith, 0-1. Boy, in each of those, I don't know if you want to call it a miscue, 0-1 pitch. Swing and a line shot up the middle, a base hit by Armani Smith. Denzel Clark handles in center field, but that is a one-out line drive up the middle by Smith. Tie-breaking run on at first base with one man down. And a pinch runner here for Smith, who is the DH. It will be Sulari who will come on, Alaric Sulari. So he is the pinch runner, is Sulari. Smithy is the designated hitter, so no defensive replacement necessary. Alaric Sulari is the base runner. Seth Gray, the batter. Shupak comes set. Gray's pitch swung on and missed. And a fastball down the way, just a little bit at him chasing. 0-1 the count. Seth Gray, left-handed hitter, 0-3 with a base on balls in this game. And there goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. Boy, Sulari got a good jump, too. It's 0-2. Sulari, one of several members of the Wichita team that runs very well. He has six steals. He's been caught three times. Has really good speed. Was running on the last pitch. Is he going again here? He is not. Pitch is up high. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Seth Gray at the plate. Will Holland is on deck. One on and one man down. 1-2 stretch. Runner leaning. He is one. Man, he was leaning. Throw to first and they almost got it. That was interesting. Sulari, not a bluff. He was leaning and he was starting to go. And Shupak held on for a moment, turned over and threw to first base. But Alaric got back just in time. Still 1-2 to Gray. Waits from the left side. Sulari is bluffing, not going. Swing and a miss. And there are two down in the inning. Fourth strikeout for Trey Shupak. And the batter now is Will Holland, but he has come up with big swings of the bat in this series. He's had a good night here. He's 1-for-2. A little flare single back in the second, but he walked and scored in the fifth. He bounced out to shortstop in the sixth. And a sacrifice fly and a well-hit ball to deep center field in the seventh. Throw to first base against Sulari. Boy, that was close. Lawrence Butler the catch and the tag. And Sulari was running once. That was on a foul ball and certainly had it in mind a second time with Gray at the plate. He is running. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Seth McGuire and slapped the tag to get him. Nope. So he got around the tag. He's safe. So he balanced Weddle with a catch and a tag. Boy, that was a very close play. Rockhounds, I think we'll argue it. So not that they have, of course, a replay of any sort, but a stolen base for Sulari. Count is 0-1. So now, Wichita, the go-ahead run in scoring position with very good speed. Will Holland is the batter. The count is 0-1. There are two men down. Sulari could go on contact. And Shane McGuire, the catcher, and Chris Smith, Rockout's pitching coach, will come out and talk this over. So, my goodness, we have gone round and round in this one. With Surge and the Rockouts both on the board in the first inning. And even though it escaped the home broadcaster, that would be me. Thank you very much. The team's tied through four at one apiece. Wichita broke that tie with a four-run fifth inning. And they have led by as much as 7-2. And the Hounds have rallied back to tie. Now the Wind Surge with a go-ahead run in scoring position. 0-1 pitch to Will Holland. Popped it foul out of play. Shane McGuire going to give a look. That wind is, I've got to remind myself, we can't feel the wind in the press box because it's coming from behind us, but that wind is a factor. It kept the baseball fair, or at least playable, not long ago in this game when Deshaun Kersey Jr. hauled in a fly ball foul off the bat of Lazaro Armenteros that stayed just barely playable. 0-2 to Holland. Runner in scoring position. Shupak wanting to sign again. Right-handed hitter taps the dish. 0-2 count. Sulari the lead. Pitch swung on and missed, and he got him. Trey Shupak now. Love the emotion, too. Trey Shupak a little fist bumping. Gives a little bit of a shout. He's had a rough stretch in the month of June. Gave up a base hit, but he has struck out five batters in this game. And by the way, that's one of the really good guys, too, is Trey Schupach, and you guys got to love that emotion. So we will go to the last of the ninth inning, and speaking of nine, the Rockhounds trying to break a losing streak of that very number. Wichita to the bullpen one more time. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Village Car Wash score is a 7-7 tie.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Mentioned a couple of moves made today by the Minnesota Twins. Alex Phillips has been activated, and Taylor Floyd, who will now come on to pitch, has just been added to the roster. He was acquired by a Minnesota player of the game later in a deal, in a trade, so he comes over from the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Boy, and welcome to the Twins, and welcome to Wichita. He comes on in a tie game in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So it is Taylor Floyd to face Michael Goldberg, then back to the top of the order. 7-7 is the score. Interesting alignment by the wind surge as Goldberg takes a strike at the knees, 90-mile-an-hour pitch. Floyd drops down, gives you that three-quarter look at the very least. Third baseman Gray shaving the line and shallow. Goldberg takes an that's inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Sabato has backed off a little bit. He was even with the bag initially. He's backed off a bit at first base. Goldberg takes backup pitch down and in, not by a lot. Two balls and one strike. Outfield straight away. And wind blowing out tonight. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and fouled away. Count 2-2. Lawrence Butler and Darryl Hernandez, top of the order, would be the next two for the Rockhounds. Goldberg waits, here's the 2-2 pitch, and he swings, sends a ball in the deep left center field, got a chance to do some damage, nope, on the run, boy, nicely tracked down by the left fielder Fajardo, and I was watching Will Holland, they were going, of course, in opposite directions, they crossed paths, ball was tracked down beautifully by Fajardo in left center field, and Holland, after crossed in back of Fajardo, went into a slide to slow on down just in case he needed to jump back up. Here is Lawrence Butler, takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Lawrence, 2-for-4. Nicely handled ball by Fajardo in left field, one man down. 1-0 pitch to Butler, down and in ball, 2 to Lawrence. Struck out in the first, did the same in the third, but he homered in the sixth opposite field and ripped a double to right center his last time. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that ball is hit high, and that ball is hit deep to center field, but on the move is Holland. He will reach up, hauls it in, and bangs into the wall just left of center. Boy, Will Holland with a made some really nice catches in the outfield. Armenteros earlier for the Hounds, and that saved a home run, and boy, this one saves extra bases. Butler with a deep drive, and Holland with a brilliant catch on the move, and then banged into the wall. Now Darryl Hernandez, one out away from extras, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Darryl, right-handed hitter, he is 1-for-3 plus a walk, swings, ground ball, shortstop, and Lee boots it, throws to first, and not going to get him, so, boy, an error on Brooks Lee. So, one man on, and that'll bring up Logan Davidson. Error of this night for Wichita. This team has an error in this game. Logan Davidson is 3-for-4. Solo home run. Single and a run in the seventh. RBI single in the eighth. And Hernandez does run pretty well. Not going. Pitch down and in. Ball one. One ball. No strikes to Logan. Solo home run tied the ball game in the bottom half of the first inning. It was his seventh of the season. 3-for-4 in the game. Taylor Floyd comes set, stretching, pitching. That's a line shot base into center field. Four-hit game for Logan. Coming for third is Hernandez. Logan Davidson, boy, just so good to see. What a stretch in this season. It's just been terrific. Four-hit game for Logan. Coming to third is Hernandez, and now it's Denzel Clark. There are two down, bottom of the ninth inning. We're tied at seven. Denzel in this ball game, 1-for-3, scratch single. He was hit by a pitch his last time and scored. That was on an 0-2 pitch. Coming in the eighth inning, pitch to Clark, down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. 7-7 tie, bottom of the ninth inning. First and third are the runners. Renee's getting the third, of course, that puts a little pressure on. Pitch down and in, ball two to Clark. Taking second on defensive indifference is Logan Davidson. Greg Dykeman waiting on deck. Now let's see. Time called, and I think, are they going to... Catcher Patrick Winkle signaling something. I thought maybe they were going to pass him intentionally, but no. Two balls, no strikes. Second and third, two men down. Stretch and pitch. Backup delivery got there. Called strike, and the count goes 2-1. Denzel, right-handed hitter standing in. Taylor Floyd making his Wichita debut and Minnesota Twins debut. 2-1. Stretch, kick and pitch to Denzel. Outside ball three. 3-1 count. Left-handed hitter on deck is Greg Dykeman, but there are two men down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Runners there leads. 3-1 pitch, Denzel. That's a backup pitch for a strike. And, boy, that's kind of the specialty of the house with Taylor Floyd against right-handers. Boy, a lot of deception in that delivery from the right-hander. Full count, 3-2. Last of the ninth, and the pitch takes flight, and Denzel jammed on that pitch. He fouled it back. Don't know if it was a strike or a ball from here. Too tough to tell, so Denzel not going to take any chances. He swung at it. Taylor set to go again. Count is full. 3-2. Two outs. Last of the ninth. Tied at seven. 3-2 pitch to Denzel, and a chopper towards shortstop. Here is Lee, throws a little low, and the ball got away, and the Rockhounds win it. Say so long to the gorilla, that 500-pound gorilla off the backs. The losing streak goes away. Boy, you think this is the playoffs. Be an error on Corey Lee, and right now the Rockhounds flat do not care. Denzel Clark reaches on the second error of the inning for Lee, which is unusual in itself. But the Rockhounds win this game 8-7. And it was the eighth inning that really turned this game around. Actually beginning, of course, with a home run to the sixth and the seventh. They tie it in the eighth inning to the Rockhounds, and it wasn't the prettiest. A couple of errors sandwiched around the single by Logan Davidson. And the Rockhounds will win this game in extras. Boy, the emotion was clear. Hounds win for the first time in this homestand. They win for the first time in 10 games, breaking a 9-game losing streak. And man, yeah, baseball can be such a tough, tough game. But boy, the feeling is better. The food and beverage will taste a little better after this one is over. And over it is. Boy, in the ninth inning, And, boy, great catch, by the way, remember, by Will Holland, and that might have saved the game, at least for the moment. But it is one run on one hit, two errors, two men are left on base. And, boy, you know, Brooks Lee, of course, an outstanding player, really good defender. He's talking to himself, I'm sure. A couple of errors in the ninth inning. But the Rockhounds rally back from a 7-2 deficit and say goodbye to the, as one of my favorite broadcasters, ABC radio guy named Dan Lovett, used to say of losing streaks, a streak of sin. Dan, I kind of hear you on this one. Rockhounds say so long to a 9-game streak of sin. They win it 8-7. That is your final. Gentlemen, whew, been a while. This bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds in this ballgame, they went up by the final of 8-7. The wind surge out, hitting the Hounds 13-10. 7 runs, 13 hits, and boy, 2 errors. And obviously, they were very, very big. 7, 13, and 2, both errors coming in the ninth inning at the expense of Brooks Lee. And the winning run scores on the second of those, 7, 13, and 2. Rockhounds, 8 runs on 10 hits and 1 error, 8, 10, and 1. Hounds had 3 home runs in this game. Logan Davidson, who had a huge game, he went 4-for-5. In this game with a solo home run in the first inning. It is his 7th of the year. Lawrence Butler hit his 7th of the season. That came in the 6th inning. That was solo. And Greg Dykeman's 5th of the season, a 2-run home run in the 7th inning. The winning pitcher in this game is Trey Schupak. He improves to 4-0 with a 4.86 ERA. But again, June has been a bit of a struggle for him. And I love the emotion he showed after getting the strikeout to end the top of the 9th inning with a man on base. The loss would go to Taylor Floyd, but he gave up only one base hit. The run, of course, is very much an unearned run. Floyd will take the loss in his Minnesota Twins and Wichita Wind Surge debut. Let me see if I can check time and attendance on this while we're giving you the totals. I think they are official and in the books. 2 hours, 44 minutes of baseball daylight time, 3,193 watching it here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And, well, of course, the Hounds have... Well, they've fallen out of the pennant race. I mean, we know that. But any time you can break a streak, and a painful one it has been, feels mighty good. Rockhounds win it. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 8 and the Wichita Wind Surge 7.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, the Rockhounds and their radio broadcaster largely at the same kind of night. It took a while, finally. Well, I don't know how I got it together. The Rockhounds certainly did. I was thinking about it, by the way, and I am, of course, going to have a production meeting with myself, but I assumed that a second run had scored way back in the first inning if you were with us through that, so thank you for putting up with me there. I'd score wrong for four innings, and that, by the way, you and I have been doing this for 32 years, 31 seasons, and I had four in the short season, Northwest League before that. I really would doubt that I ever had to score wrong for four innings, but I did tonight, and I will fess up and say it. But for the broadcaster and certainly for the Rockhounds, boy, this was a process. Two things occurred to me during the commercial break. One, that I was an idiot for four innings. But more important than that, in the ninth inning, the little things that you don't even give a second thought to, and it is one of the reasons this game is now over. Logan Davidson singled with two men out, correct? Darryl Hernandez comes around to third base. With Denzel Clark at the plate, Logan Davidson doesn't steal second because it was defensive indifference, but he takes second base. Now, that doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the outcome, but it does. Denzel Clark then hits a ground ball to shortstop to Brooks Lee. Now, Brooks made the play, and he was moving a little toward his left. If Logan Davidson had not taken second base, that becomes almost assuredly an inning-ending force out at second. Instead, Brooks Lee had to throw to first base. He had a tough inning, happens to everybody. He's an outstanding player, great prospect. In this case, he had a bad inning, had two errors. But the likelihood that he makes a throwing error on a little toss, underhand toss to second base, are pretty long odds. If Logan doesn't take second, we are still playing baseball right now, I would sure think. So, it took a long time, and this one, again, a 1-1 tie through the first four innings, as it turned out. Brooks Lee with a single on a 1-2 pitch in the first inning. Patrick Winkle followed with a single, and Aaron Sabato, a two-out RBI double down into the left field corner, had a couple of those, and he sizzled them both, and it was 1-0. Logan Davidson, tremendous game in this one, and again, he has been so good, really over a long stretch now. A four-hit game tonight for Logan Davidson. The first of those hits was a solo home run, and he absolutely mashed it to the deepest recess of the power alley in right center field, a one-all tie. Wichita breaks the tie by batting around in the fifth inning. RBIs from Deshaun Kersey Jr. on a triple, Brooks Lee on a single, Patrick Winkle on a double, and Aaron Sabato is second of the game on a double, and it was a 5-1 ball game. Rockhounds will get a run in the sixth, but by that time they are trailing 6-1. Brooks Lee with an RBI double. That brings home Kersey Jr. in the sixth inning, made it a 6-1 game. Greg Dykeman's solo home run bottom half of the sixth, and that made it 6-2. The wind surge score without benefit of a base hit in the seventh against Charles Hall. Three walks and a sacrifice fly, 7-2. Rockhounds come back in the bottom of the seventh inning. Logan Davidson with a base hit, and Greg Dykeman, a home run even a little bit deeper, same part of the ballpark that Logan went deep in, and the solo home run, two-run home run by Greg Dykeman. So it is Logan Davidson, the solo home run in the first. Lawrence Butler, I hope I credited that correctly. Lawrence in the sixth, that was solo, and then Greg Dykeman, two-run home run in the seventh. It was 7-4. The Rockhounds score by, boy, almost every way you can, close anyway, in the last couple of innings. In the bottom of the eighth, Lawrence Butler leads off with a double in the right center field. Darryl Hernandez will draw a base on balls, but that is an interesting scenario there. On a 3-2 pitch, Darryl Hernandez sends a deep fly ball to center field. It is caught, but before the pitch was thrown, a balk was called. So Lawrence Butler goes to third. Darryl Hernandez comes back to the batter's box. He will draw a walk on the 3-2 pitch. It's first and third. Logan Davidson, RBI single to center. That brings home Lawrence Butler. Hounds on the board. And that will be all for Alex Phillips, who had started the eighth inning. Curtis Taylor comes in. He goes 0-2 to Denzel Clark and hits Denzel with a pitch. It was 0-2, a couple of two-strike foul balls and a hit batsman. Greg Dykeman, an RBI single. Another run, the tying run, scores Denzel from third on a wild pitch. So a balk, an 0-2 hit batsman, and a wild pitch on which a run scored. Other than that, nothing going on in the inning. 7-7 tie. In the top of the ninth inning, a one-out single by Amare Smith. Alaric Solari comes in as a pinch runner, steals second. But Trey Schupach gets back-to-back strikeouts. Love the emotion shown by Trey as he got the back-to-back whiffs to get out of the inning. In the last of the ninth inning, boy, Michael Goldberg, a ball hit to deep left center field. Gorgeous catch by Fajardo on the move. Lawrence Butler tattoos one to just left of center field near the wall. That's hauled in on the run by Will Holland, who crashes into the wall after making the catch. Base is empty, two down. Darryl Hernandez, ground ball to shortstop. And, again, Brooks Lee misplays this one. Fielding error on Brooks, one on, two out. Logan Davidson's fourth base hit of the game is a line drive single up the middle, brings Hernandez to third. Then Denzel Clark on a 3-2 pitch, ground ball to shortstop. And again, Brooks Lee, who had to go to first with the throw because Davidson had taken second. The throw is errant. The game over. Lots going on. Totals we gave you correct, 7-13-2 for Wichita. Rockhounds 8-10-1. Rockhounds left six men on base. The Wind Surge stranded 11 in this game. We gave you the home runs. A hold for Cabezas, a blown save for Curtis Taylor in this game, and the loss does go to Taylor Floyd, but again, he gave up an unearned run, just one base hit. The win goes to Trey Schupach. He is now 4-0 on the season. So when all is said and done, boy, the number that feels the best for the Rockhounds is one. It is a win, and it breaks a nine-game slide, and Rockhounds now on the season are 27-33, 60 games in. Wichita falls to 25-34 on the year. Midway point of this six-game series continues tomorrow evening with Rockhounds pop-up cowboy hat night. Thank you very much to our friends at Reliant. That's going to be so cool. Saturday night fireworks and Sunday afternoon with the matinee, and we will wrap up the series, and the Hounds will wrap up the homestand before they head on out to San Antonio, Texas. Well, in so many regards, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for putting up with me tonight, the production meeting, myself. What's the line, me, myself, and I? Yeah, production meeting will start here very shortly. You're welcome to join, of course, if you would like to. Thank you so much for coming on board tonight. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds win it by the final score of 8-7. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully, and good night, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.